Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Journeyman on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio here on Block Talk Radio. So welcome to the show. Today's reading day. We're going to do nothing but 3 hours of nothing but psychic, angel card, and tarot readings. So we also have a guest with us today, Courtney Bibb. She is a clairvoyant who has been channeling since the age of 8. She has done extensive research and conducted hundreds of investigations with paranormal. Welcome to the show, Courtney.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I've been a little drained today. I've been doing readings, and it started at 12 o'clock today. But I'm psyched up, and I'm ready to go. I'm going to keep the energy going, and I've got my cards here, and I'm ready to go. So.
Okay. Well, that's great. I should get my cards, shouldn't I?
Yes.
I've been trying to get everything going on here.
I'm trying to get in the chat room, though. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I'm in it, but I'm not in it. I see it on my screen, but I'm not able to, so I'm going to have to go back out and try again. So, anyway, go ahead.
No, I was just going over some things where we're going to do some readings here. I told everybody who calls in today, just, you know, kind of like I do, I have angel cards, I also have tarot cards, and if you just want to ask some psychic questions, that's great, too. So just let us know when you call in. The thing I wanted to talk about was you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I thought you'd be happy about that one. And I was actually checking some people in the chat room, and someone actually had asked me a question. I was trying to figure, but I don't understand the question. I'll just check that in just a second.
I don't know why I can't get in here and chat. It's not letting me chat.
Who are you?
I'm supposed to have my name up here, but it's not letting me.
That's what I thought.
Huh?
That's what I thought. Courtney, right?
Yeah.
Because I was sitting there looking, too. There's Princess. I was going to say Leia. Sorry. Having flashbacks. Okay, guys. I want you to all be patient out there. We're going to sit here and go over some things real quick while she's trying to figure out the chat room. Which is kind of weird. You should be able to go in there, right?
Yeah. I didn't have any problem on my own show last night. Let's see.
How many?
Darn it. Let's see. I think I got it.
Okay.
Let's see.
All right. No. Okay. Okay, we got all these people out here, too, man. It's freaking me out. Okay, the queue is, like, full. I'm running out of, actually, a page on my thing here. That's weird. There we go. All right, guys, what we're going to do, go over some information here real quick. Like I said, we're doing readings today. I also do private readings, and if you want to contact me for a private reading, because right now we're actually having a special until the end of February, just for calling in the show, you get a reading, an hour reading for $10 and a half hour. For $25, and if you get referred through somebody who actually has listened to the show, it's $45 for you, and $20 was $4 for an hour, and $25 for a half hour. So, take advantage of those rates, because that's still lower than half, because I usually charge $100 for a reading and $50 for a half hour. $100 for an hour and $50 for a half hour. So I tell everybody, too, don't let the prices freak you out, and don't let them stop you from getting a reading. Call me up, and I'm very open-minded about what I do, so therefore, make me an offer. You never know. I might just say yes, which I have always said yes. I've never turned anybody down. I told myself when I started doing this kind of work professionally that whoever crossed my path, I would sit there and help them out no matter what their situation. So call in. I'm also working with this year I made it, I guess it's my resolution, to work with more children and parents who have gifted children who don't know how to work with that, and to sit down so they can work together, so therefore that child can actually progress in their gifts and talents. So give me a call. The number is 939. No, it's not. It's 937-838-6337. That number again is 937-838-6337. If you want to contact me through my website, that's psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Check that one out. I also had a partner on here for a while who's my co-host, and she's a very talented reader as well. You should give her a call. Her name is, if you've heard her on here before, she's really good, really talented. You can contact her at 818-200-7431. Or you can contact her at her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. Some shows you should watch, which should take a listen to, is psychic medium Shauna Lee, who's she'll be on again at the 21st of this month at 4 p.m. I think it's Eastern. And we have some friends that were on the beginning of the week, Amin and Eamon, his brother. They have a show here on Blog Talk Radio called Divine Healing. PAQ, that's P-A-Q. They were on yesterday, the 14th at 8 p.m. I think they're actually on nightly, so check them out. Divine Healing, PAQ, P-A-Q. We had a lady here yesterday, Linda West. She has a show here on Block Talk Radio called Empowered Life. I think she's on daily at, or is it Thursdays at 11 p.m.? I mean, I'm sorry, 11 a.m. Check her show out. She's really talented too as well. It's a really good show, so check them out. There's another show too called Shifting Time Radio. They're usually on at 9 p.m., so check them out. There's another person here called Psychic Marissa. Free readings. She calls herself the Real Psychic. She's on at midnight, nightly. Periodically she has shows on too as well. And it's the Voices of Angels on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Mountain Central Time. There's another person, Courtney, are you there?
I am. I got someone calling in on my business phone, and it's after hours, so I'm not going to answer.
Okay, I was going to sit here and talk. I was going to tell everybody, I also have a friend who has a show here on Block Talk Radio to call Courtney. Courtney Dibbs. That's Courtney's Intuitive Corner. You have a show on, when's your next show?
It's Tuesday. We just did one last night, and last night was amazing. I'll have to talk about that if we have time, but
sure.
It's usually on Tuesdays and Fridays at 7.
Okay. Ooh. I'm having
fun here.
Which
I have a co-host, Taylor, that does it with me. So.
Yeah, I've talked to her. Very nice lady.
She is adoring. I love her. Love her.
Yeah. So with the situation going on with you, what I was going to say was you can tell everybody your information as well, how they can get a hold of you. You have a shop of your own too, right?
I do.
So you
want me to do that now or you want me to wait?
No, you can go ahead right now if you want.
All right. Well, everyone can reach me for a private reading as well, and you can reach me on my business phone at 478-953-9937, or you can simply email me at CSA592, and I'll post that in just a moment. I do free classes. I do have some classes. I guess that means that I need to talk about my classes. I do have some classes coming up that are not going to be any charge. They are going to be on BTR. I'm going to be letting people know about that very soon in the next 2 weeks. But I have a metaphysics shop here in the great Bible Belt city of Centerville, Georgia. And I don't know. What else you want me to say?
Oh, it's just the idea, you know, giving people an idea of who you are. You know, I was sitting going over some things that you've done, a lot of things. You work with chakras and...
I do.
Tarot cards. You work with children, too, both, I guess, with meditations with children and adults.
I do. I've been channeling since I was 8, and I've always had the ability to be intuitive. It runs in my bloodline. My grandmother, great-grandmother, was very, very... prophetic in her dreams, and she's Native American, but we have a little bit of Native American in my blood, Cherokee, and I love doing readings. It's my passion. I used to be in law enforcement for 3 years, and I've done many, many different things. I've owned a daycare before. I worked in a funeral home before. I've taught before, and I did law enforcement. That was my last. I did massage therapy, so I've done a lot of different things, and this is my thing, and I gave up policing back last year, and I love doing this. I'm glad I'm able to have a shop to do readings at and to teach meditation and children's meditation and chakra alignment and do angel workshops and sell merchandise and help people, you know, pick out different crystals and stones and different healing methods. It's a lot of fun. I love my job. I can actually say I go into a place of work that I'm always feeling at ease, and I'm not going to say I'm not stress-free, because I, of course, anytime anyone owns their own business, they're pretty stressed out sometimes. So, I enjoy my job. So I walk into work saying, you know, hey, I own this shop and I love it. I love what I do, and I do readings throughout the day. And if I'm not doing that, I'm teaching. Instructing workshops. If I'm not doing that, I'm doing talk show programs or radio programs or writing a book and doing my own. I'm creating my own tarot cards right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
So
if I'm not doing any of that, I'm taking care of my little Spencer, which is a 4-year-old miniature pincher chihuahua mix, and not to leave out my beautiful 14-year-old and 12-year-old. She just turned 12-year-old daughter, so. but besides that, I'm pretty active, so.
Well, that's good. And I'm pretty sure with two daughters. I know I always was. My daughters are older now. My oldest one's 25, so. And my youngest one, who called me like 3,000 times a day. She's 17. And I was like, why don't you sit there, why don't you sit down and talk to everybody instead of having me talk to them for you. It's like, try to learn a communicational thing going on. And she's like, well, you know, I don't know how to do that. I'm like, you have no problem doing it with me, so try with everybody else as well. It's fun stuff, I'm telling you. So with the situation of you're trying to put some tarot cards together, huh? Is that being a little more challenging than you thought it would be?
It is. My biggest thing is coming up with my illustrations, because I don't want to use any of the dark tarot, so to speak. And when I say that, I like peace and love and light in all my cards that I do. I'm really taken with the major part of the deck instead of the minor. I really like doing that, and I really, really want to. My next project is work on devotional inspirations, like devotional cards, inspiration cards daily.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that I think I'd be very beneficial for that and get my cards out there. And I love my job, though. I love helping people. I love to see the little kids with their lights in their eyes saying, Mommy, Mommy, we got to come back. It's just a joy and very rewarding, very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what was I going to say? Anyway, so it was just curiosity, because, I mean, I know for a fact I've had two shops of my own while I lived in Colorado, and the first one was something that just kind of fell together. Because I didn't want to do anything with selling anything. I just wanted to do readings. And we actually found this nice little shop where it had two rooms and a bathroom and two doors, separate doors. So it was like two. I had a partner. She was female. I was the male part. And we both had our own little space. We opened it up, and it was just a joy to sit there. I thought so anyway. She had a tendency where she was in there just to make money. And she wasn't making money.
That's my feeling. She was a little flaky as well.
Yeah. So I sit there and looked at her. Yeah, she was a real funny lady. She looked at me and she goes, why do people look at me so weird? I said, I don't know. Maybe I might have something to do with that tattoo of a dragon on your face, but I could be wrong. you know, so. But she looked at me and she's like, You're always happy, smiling, and doing your little thing. Why is that? And I thought it was weird that somebody who was in this business would ask me that question. So I noticed her, watched her, and noticed that she was basically here for the money part. But I would just sit out front. I would actually open the doors. I always had my door open. She had hers closed, and she had her little netting over in front of it. She just was like, and everything on her part of the shop was just there as a show. You know, it was just theatrics, I guess you'd say. And everything on my side of the shop, I had candles, all kinds of stuff, but I didn't have nothing over there unless it was actually something that I used or something on me. And so it was one of those things of trying to have an atmosphere that was just warm and comforting, so when people come in, it was easy for them to relax, so the readings would be a whole lot easier, you know? And it was just, some days I would just sit outside and just sit on a chair and just, as people walked by, just say, hi, how you doing, that kind of thing. And just something, it was joy. And then my second shop was just me. And that was when everything for me took off, too, because it was like, in the midst of this kind of business, you seem to find out more about yourself.
You darn sure do.
I found out so many things, and when I first started out, it was like being clairvoyant. Okay, I knew that, but now it's like clairvoyant, clairaudient. I'm an empath, just all these other things. I've done situations with palm readings. My palm readings are so freaking accurate. I never realized until the first. What was this one guy? He was getting a reading with his girlfriend. I was doing a palm reading for her first. He actually scooted back from the table and he freaked out. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like. He said, man, you're just spooky. I'm like,
yeah. Well, they're like, how do you know that stuff?
Huh?
They're like, how do you know that stuff?
I don't know. Well, I do. It's to me, it's like palm readings for me was I study palm readings from four or five different angles, okay? Different books and that kind of stuff. Put them all together. And I even studied Eastern and Western, you know. But it was one of those things of also finding some information on the scientific backing of it as well. And then I put them all together. But one thing I am, too, is I'm an empath. That's why I found out I was a really strong empath, where I could just, when I'm doing palm readings, when I'm looking at the structures of the hand, the fingers, and that kind of stuff, as I'm touching those certain areas, I'm also picking up exact events that were in those situations.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with that guy, he thought it was spooky. He did it with his girlfriend. And I looked at him, and he said, okay, fine. I'm freaking out, but then again, look at my hand. What do you see? And I said, I'm sorry, but the first thing I see with you is death. And he goes,
shoot.
What are you talking about? I said, you see right here, underneath your thumb, there's a little chain that goes around the base of your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
That's your family chain. I said, but then you see there's a line that comes off to the side. There's three lines that actually come off to the side. That, to me, tells me there's death. Three people in your family were taken out at the same time. And I keep getting a strong, you know, like father, and then there's two others. And the guy looked at me like, he said, that's kind of wild, because he said, we lost my father and two of my brothers at the same time. And it was just like, when you look at the lines are basically, it's a family line at the bottom. And then when you have lines that go out, those are the people who left the family.
Mm-hmm.
I looked on the thumb too. You can actually see where people have kind of, they don't have family, so they'll create one. So you'll have a second line. So it was kind of amazing in itself when you sit there and start watching people and that kind of stuff. But you'll also learn so much by doing readings and what comes back, what reflects back to you. I'm pretty sure you've had that kind of thing yourself, right?
Yes. Yeah, I get that a lot. And people are like, how do you know those things? And I'm like, I just do. And it's just something I've done, you know, all my life. And there was a time in my life when I tried to not think about it and put it out, saying, you know what, this is crazy. How do I have all this? I don't understand how I know this. And I just said, one day, just said, you know what, screw it, I'm going to do it. This is what I'm supposed to be. And I've grown so much since I put myself out there. And like you said, you learn a lot when you open up your own shop. You learn so much about yourself.
Yeah, then you have these eureka moments with your clients. I've done this before, I'm going to read somebody, and it was like, hold on for a minute, and they go, okay, what's wrong? I was like, nothing. I think I just answered one of my questions in one of my situations. I think I just solved it. And they're like, oh, really? Yeah, it's a reflection all over. And I have a prayer, too. I usually read before the show, which I didn't do today.
Yeah, I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Can you put your link up? Because I've got some friends that are on United Starseed. .org that are trying to find you. Can you put your link up? That way I can copy and paste it to their website so they can find us.
Sure. That would be my...
I tried to do it, and when I did, it didn't work. They said they couldn't find you.
Okay. No problem. I think I know what you're talking about. A lot of this stuff is still new to me. Because I was going over... I'm going to... Everybody out there, be patient. Because I'm definitely going to... We're going to start taking readings here in a minute. Just trying to take care of some stuff. I used to have a co-host who used to do this kind of stuff, so I'm like trying to take care of it. So just work with me. I'm working with you. I guarantee we'll get your questions, and like I tell everybody else who's ever been on this show before, who's been on before, knows that I stay on way after the show's over with. So we will definitely get with you, and we will definitely get your answers. So just work with me. I'm just trying to, I think this is it, yeah. I guess you know it. Do you always put www on this thing?
I do. You don't have to, but I do.
Okay. No. Okay. No, I have these, and we every once in a while we get tips out on the show on how I do readings and how you could actually improve on yours. I have this prayer that I actually say where it's, and when you sit and ask me a question, where did the information come from? I really feel like it's my angels, because I always see Archangel Michael, Raphael, and a bunch of slew of angels every time I've answered any questions and stuff.
I love doing it. I love working with my angels.
Yeah, and the prayer is, dear angels, well, actually it's dear God, angels, archangels, please help me clearly hear, see, think, and feel true divine guidance. Please guide my readings so they are in the light, specific and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved. Thank you. And that's what I always sit and go by, because it's the ideal. Blessings for everyone. So if I need to know something too, then do that. And you should also think about this. This is a poem I actually wrote myself. And I'm not trying to brag about myself, but I found out one thing about this, about being in this business too. There is a difference between confidence and self-centeredness. People who are self-centered and just egotistic, they're trying to portray they are something, so they're constantly like, yeah, this is what it is. But people who are confident have a tendency to be passionate because they lived it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And this prayer, I wrote this poem, it was just really simple. It's a very simple poem. It goes, I was looking for peace in my life by looking for that missing piece, which turned out to be me. So think about that as you go through certain things or trying to find your answers, because I would start with you and then look inwards, because people are always sitting there going, you know, I did this, and then I prayed, and then I got an answer. When they could have actually went and prayed and talked to their angels first and could have saved themselves a whole lot of time. So did you see that link that came up?
Some of my friends said they already found it.
Okay.
So good deal.
Okay, cool. So we're sitting there going over the whole thing, and usually I have a little thought on this, that, and the other. The biggest thing that comes up is there was a psychic here on Blog Talk Radio who I will admit that really irritated me because of her attitude. I won't mention her name. I think she
you
should
don't
work
have
on
to.
I don't have to.
Nope,
I'm not going to. But the thing is, she just kind of like brought something to my mind that said, if you're really spiritual and you understand what it's all about, then you understand there's no such thing as competition. That's a human concept. And the more you get into the ideal of spirituality, the more you get away from that and you realize you're here for a reason, this is your position. And I've actually run across this kind of prejudice thing for a while, where if I will go want to work in a shop or something, people will tell me, no, you can't do that because you'll be taking clients from me. I say, okay, you're right. I don't want to work here because you have no idea what you're doing. And they go, what does that mean? Well, spirituality will tell you one thing, if you're actually living it, instead of just telling everybody you are. Your life will reflect it, and I'm just saying I don't see the reflection here, so maybe it's best for me not to work here, and maybe the reason I'm here is to, sometimes you got to admit to that too, that you're being used as well to help them see something. So be confident with yourself so that you can actually say, yep, I am that person, so hey. It was just an irritating situation of asking. I was actually wanting to get a reading, and in the process of trying to get a reading from her. She told me that she thought I was trying to advertise on her show. And I guess in some ways you just kind of go, what's the big deal? If you came on my show and I knew who you were, the first thing I would say to you was, tell everybody who you are, how they can get a hold of you, and even tell them a little bit about who you are and what you do. But that wasn't the way I was treated on that show, so I was like, we're all working together.
Right.
And that was just so... I really don't have any words about the whole thing. And what was so sad about the whole thing is her insecurities are actually getting in the way of her gifts, because I felt like I actually think it was a very good show. I told her that. Thank you for not answering my questions, but you really have a good show, so thank you. That's one thing you should do, too. You should look at the situation and understand she's just who she is. She's at a time in her life that's where she's at, and hopefully she sees some things and gets some realization, because I don't think she's doing justice to her clients if she's distracted by her own insecurities. Wouldn't you agree, Courtney?
I do, and the thing about that is, let me say this. There's a difference because in my shop, I've had a couple people do tarot readings and palm readings, and they lasted a day. And that reasoning is my intuition was not feeling it. I was like, you are not experienced enough, you know, that you're dealing with people's feelings and emotions, so... There's so much involved when you're doing readings that you really got to know what you're doing. You can't just go in there and sit down and start reading. It's one thing, but to go in there and really start giving an intuitive session is completely different. Anybody can have the ability to read, but it's ability to sit down with someone and really give them a session, an intuitive session. And, And, I've had people, and like Taylor, she is an excellent reader. She is phenomenal, and I love her, and she uses her insights and angels to gain perspective, and I don't have any doubt in my mind that she is 100%, you know, passionate about what she does, and I would not have it any other way. But for as far as competition, I don't feel Taylor's my competition at all, and there's no such thing in my eyes about, you know, when it comes to this with competition. We're all in it for the same thing, and that's to help people and give guidance and to help people find answers. I don't see competition does not come into my vocabulary, and if I ever feel like someone is trying to say that I'm competing towards them, I will refrain from even having anything to do with them, because I don't want that unnecessary negative energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and plus with the situation in hand, like I said before, I mean, my goal is to be more spiritual, not just for myself, but also in the idea of going down that and learning how to have that compassion for other people. Mm-hmm. You know, you can give 100% when you're doing a reading. I feel like meditation is that where I can actually focus on what the person across the table. And I would sit here and say probably the reason I'm so accurate is because that's why I keep striving at. Not just the idea of being accurate to impress people, which is not really what I'm trying to do. It's the idea of being accurate and being more detailed with people so they'll have more confidence in what's actually going on as well. What was I going to do? Oh, I was going to take a nap. I swear I'm so freaking tired.
I'm tired too myself.
So with the situation with Courtney, I was going to sit there and say, you should tell us more about you. I mean, you seem like you're a very fascinating person. I won't hold it against you the other night. You say he's going to call me back and never heard from you. But I'm sure you're cheating.
I'm sorry. I have a bad habit about calling people back. And the thing about it is people have to constantly call me. And it's not that I do it on purpose. I just forget because I've got so much other stuff going on.
I know. I understand. I've actually had people call me up and say, we had a reading scheduled for 12:30, and they're going, we did? So I was sitting there going, oh, I got it. So I finally got me a bigger calendar, which is actually right in front of my face, and I hope that changes everything for everybody. But one thing, I'm just saying, I mean, from the time I started talking to you, I always thought you was a more fascinating person, but it's just been taking, so I guess it's kind of challenging to get to know you because of your busy lifestyle.
That's why I'm single.
Is that what it is?
Oh, my goodness. It's got to be something because, you know, holy crap. I'm always at work. You know, I'm not leaving work till 10, 11 o'clock at night.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah.
That'll drive you crazy, yeah. You know, it's kind of funny too, because I know when I was working in my shop, I there was a couple of nights I didn't leave until after one. There was actually one night I didn't leave until 1:30, and it was so funny because I was talking to a friend of mine. They go, "Why was you in there till 1:30?" I'm like, "I'm sorry, but I got to use this term. Duh, I was doing reading. What happened was I was there all freaking day, and I was going to leave at 9:00. And no one showed up. And I have days like that, but I tell people, I said, don't freak out when you got a business and you don't have any business that day per se, because the next 3 days you might have so much business, you want a couple days like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would sit there and look at the situation. My angels were constantly talking to me and saying, hey, it's just one day out of 1 week, out of 1 month, out of 1 year. So just relax and just sit back and enjoy the peace and quiet. And it's like you like socializing and talking with people, and this is a perfect opportunity. Just because those people don't come in your shop doesn't mean you can't be out front, or they can't come in and just talk and communicate. And I've had so many people I missed that whole freaking, I want to kick myself in the freaking butt every time I realize I left Colorado.
Well, tomorrow is a pretty big day for me because I am going to the Indian Mounds. And I cannot wait because that's my Native American heritage coming out. You know, I love being around the Indian Mounds and just going and sitting by the water and just sitting there and meditating. It's very refreshing and rejuvenating. It's where I put my energy. So,
with the situation with your life, I want to ask one more question before we go and do some
calls. Yeah, ask.
With the situation, it says you know of your talents by the age of 8. I mean, but what happened at that time to bring that realization to you?
Well, a couple of things. I guess when I was around 4 or 5, I started seeing people that were not supposed to be there, such as these so-called imaginary friends that our parents call us. You know, oh, they're just imaginary. They're not there. Well, they actually were there, and I tend to leave it out and not pay attention to it. You know, at that young, you're just thinking, okay, yeah, I guess they're imaginary friends.
Right. Yeah.
But when I was 8, I remember, and this has a lot to do, this might be a little far-fetched for everyone, but I don't speak anything unless it's the truth, and I've honestly experienced it on myself or through a very dear friend of mine. But I was also, it's two separate topics, but... I'll stick to the first one, and then I'll get into the second one if we got time. But I started seeing spirits come to me when I was around 8 years old. I remember waking up and them surrounding my bed trying to talk to me and give me messages to give different people. And my great-grandmother had this ability, and I would actually see them, and I would hear them. I'd be able to speak to them completely. I was able to 100% see them physical, like I can see anything else that's tangible. And for a long time, I didn't disclose any of my information. I didn't disclose that I was really seeing things. I just did. And you know, they think you're whacked out. So about the age of, let's see, 18, I guess. I really started, you know, I had put them out of my head, so to speak, quite a bit and not paid too much attention to it. But I guess about the age of 12, they started coming back around again, this spirit. And they wanted me to give messages and convey all these different stories and things just for confirmation to people to know that I wasn't crazy. And so I started doing that. And when I started doing that to my, you know, telling my parents about things, at the age of 15, I was committed to my first psychological institution because they said that I was crazy because I'm hallucinating, and I'm really not seeing these spirits, and not many people know that. So for me to put it out there like that, that's a lot for me to do. But been in and out of quite a few little hospitals because they think you're crazy, and then I guess I kind of grew up. And at the age of 18, I went into a home that dealt with stuff like this for a 30-day program. And when I got out, I just kept doing it ever since. And I've been reading and seeing things intuitively. But it also goes back to being, being abducted and being, excuse me, not abducted, but having contact with aliens and things, because I do believe in that. I have with alien contact. I can tell you tons and tons of stories about alien contact that I've had. So that is my experiences with being intuitive. And, you know, today, you know, as of today, I just do it. I can't ignore it. You know, people choose, God chooses people to have certain gifts, and, you know, you're not supposed to forsake your gifts. And, it is what it is. I do exactly what I need to do, and I feel very, very confident in what I do. I don't regret anything. I can say I regret. I wish I would have done this earlier, but, you know, you live and learn. And I'm doing really well. My business is doing pretty good. I'm not going to complain. And I'm ready to take the next step. And I'm planning on moving to Arizona. That's my next to-do.
Right. This is kind of it's amazing. Sometimes I sit here and look at people cross my path. You're in law enforcement, and you're doing this kind of work now. And actually, when I was younger, I was going into law enforcement myself. But I never pursued it because a singing career kicked in at the time I joined the band. And I'd actually put a band together, and we were looking for a singer. And one day I was just singing, doing something, just whatever. I was just sitting there singing, and then the guitar player we had looked at me and said, "I have an idea." And it took on for and that idea lasted for like 15 years. So then I did this kind of work, and then I've actually done art school and the whole bit. And then everybody's kind of irritated around me because I haven't pursued those things with what they thought were best for me. And I've always said over and over again, we have to do what's best for ourselves, where we're guided to go, which is kind of funny. You talk to Christians, they're always saying, "You need to go where God sends you." I'm like, "Yep," and I did.
Well, let me tell you, this great city of Centerville, Georgia, which if anybody's not clear on where this is, I'm right outside of Macon, Georgia, and I'm right next to Warner Robins. And let me tell you, I hate it here. I cannot stand it in this Bible Belt town. It's so controversial, so judgmental. You can't do what you need to do to make your life prosper. And it's all about the Bible here. In fact, they try to shut me down. They sent me certified mail saying, "You can't have this shop here. What are you doing here? We don't know." A 1984 ordinance says you do not belong here. You have to be shut down. We're shutting you down, and you cannot do any readings. You can't do any meditations. You cannot practice any type of spiritualism. No prayer. Nothing. Nothing. And that day I hired an attorney. I said, "Oh, no, the hell with this." Excuse me for saying that, but I was like, "Oh, no." I said, "We're not going to have this." I said, "This is my faith, my belief, and I don't care." And I sued the city of Centerville, and I got to keep my business open. And, you know, it'll be a year in January 22nd. It'll be a year. So we're coming up on my anniversary.
Okay. But see, the situation, I remember when we had our shop in Manitou Springs. Now, we had a church right behind us. And she would, me personally, I'm not saying anything bad about your situation. One thing I would change is the idea of the hatred word, because it's working against you, but not in the sense of people around you. I'm just saying the energy you're putting out there. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
I do.
It's like, I hate that place. I would sit here and like we were talking about the psychic way I was talking about before. I don't sit there and condemn her. I hope she opens her eyes one day. I could give people a hint. I actually promote her show, so you want to jump in there and see which one of those shows is the one I'm talking about. I promote her all the time because I hope that she opens her eyes up, because she's very talented. But I also, like when I had her on the show, when I was on her show, she blasted me, but I came back and said, "I'm really sorry." And she was like, "Why?" I said, "Because you really have a great show, and thank you for the reading," basically, you know, and parted ways. And I noticed that a lot of things opened up for me. So I'm just saying, you're trying to get to Arizona. And I think, and sometimes when we put a lot of energy into that, where you're at, the universe thinks you might actually want to stay there because you're putting the energy, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like you sit there and look at those people and just forgive them for who they are, because that's what it is. They're just being themselves, you know?
Yeah. They think that nothing exists but what the Bible says in the words. And I completely disagree with that. There's so much other stuff that that they don't even talk about. And but the thing about it is that it's in the Bible. You know, UFO contact is in Ezekiel, and there's so much, and it talks about spiritual gifts in First Corinthians. So I can't stand it here. So I just feel connected to go out to Arizona.
Narrow-mindedness. Yeah.
Yeah, very, very closed-minded. I mean, I've had people come in my shop. This shop needs to close. There's a bunch of devil worshippers here. You're pagan and Wiccan. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm just spiritual. I don't practice one belief. I practice what I feel to bring peace, balance, and harmony in my life. And as long as I'm teaching and doing right others.
No. I was sitting there in my shop. Some lady came in and asked me one day. She goes, "What are you, Christian or pagan?" And I said, "Why do I have to be either one to believe in God?" And she was like, I used to like it in there because people come in there and say things to me, and I'm a person who doesn't get, I mean, and what I'm doing now, I don't get angry and start throwing books and say I'm right and you're wrong. What I do is I tell them, this is what I'm passionate about, this is my beliefs, but then again, at the same time, I respect yours. And I think they're kind of like thrown off by that because some of them don't do that. One lady came in one day and said, "Okay, I want to know one thing." I said, "What's that?" She goes, "You have a Bible on your table. Why?" And I said, "For two reasons." I said, "Two reasons why I have a Bible on my table." I said, "The first reason is it's mine. And the second reason is I've started noticing that all the, I mean, I would say right now 99% of the advice that I give, I can trace it back to the Bible when it's read in the right way." And the reason I'm saying that, and you guys can blast me all you want to, but all you Christians out there, the ones I've talked to and dealt with, are looking at the Bible in a materialistic way, and it wasn't written that way. It's a spiritual text. So if you look at it spiritually, then you will understand that putting the Ten Commandments in your front yard is just reminding you how bad of a person you really are. So it means you're not evolving or anything. You're just sitting there looking at everybody going, "You shouldn't be doing these things," when it's actually a reflection back on you saying, "You shouldn't be doing those things either." So therefore, if you sit and read the Bible correctly, it actually says the greatest commandment is to love your neighbors as you love yourself. So therefore, if you do that, you'll never break the Ten Commandments because you always think in a loving way, so you won't hurt people. So once you try that, when you're blasting somebody for doing something that you don't agree with, because you're hurting that person at that time, which at the same time you're hurting yourself because you're not learning from that. You can't sit here and say you're a loving person when you're spewing hatred to everybody.
Right.
So if you look at our sense, look at us.
People are so judgmental.
They are, and you sit there and look at the situation going, "Are we being judgmental?" No, we ask anybody to come through the doors. Do I condone people who are gay? I would never do that. But at the same time, I don't agree with it either, but that doesn't mean I can't still be loving and compassionate to that person because they've chosen a path. Just because I don't agree with it, that's their choice. That's their perception. That's life. So we just sit there and learn how to respect those. And I'm just saying, it seems like organized religion are always sitting there. All they care about is who's right and who's wrong. There is no such thing as right and wrong. Good and evil? Yes, of course there's good and evil. But right and wrong, people choose a path and they go. They learn. So is it really right or wrong? It depends who you are and perceptions. That person who walks down that path, and you know, that's what it means to them. But then if you don't understand, then what makes you think that you were ever supposed to? Focus on your life. You know, cause I was telling people, where does this start from? They go, "Well, it starts with this and this and this and this." I'm sitting there going, "You're not listening. The greatest commandment said, love your neighbors as you love yourself. So therefore, if you don't love yourself, you can't love your neighbor. You can't love anybody. You don't, you know, so it has to start with self. So you want to change the world? Change yourself. Change yourself, change the world." But for some reason, they all think they got it down. And I'm, you know, one thing I've learned about this thing, too, it's a constant progression. So I don't know everything.
Right.
So you sit there and you constantly, I think if you are a person, and this is my opinion anyway, if you sit there and you think you know everything, more than likely you're not going to learn anything because you think you know everything. So you're not opening your mind up and say, "Hey, let me think about that." Because I was telling a friend of mine, the big topic came up was gay. And I sit here and say, "You know something? I used to have I was a little bit stern and hard about the whole thing, but I said, I've actually met a lot of people, and there are certain people that I've seen people who that are abused, so they have a tendency to sway toward men or women because of who abused them. They hate that. But there's actually been people who just choose. So working in this business and running into a lot of people and finding these people as caring and compassionate, you have a tendency to look at them differently. And try to see everybody as equals. No matter what they choose to do with their lives, there's still a common denominator that we're all equal. So,
I just put the website, well, not the website, well, a link up, if I did it right, on the news report, so where I was interviewed by tons of radio and news programs and and newspapers, and people came from all over. I had people calling from the UK, Australia. I had people calling from everywhere about my case, and it was crazy. It was insane. I might have not put the link up there right, but all they have to do is search newscentralgeorgia.com.
Okay.
And then put in Energy Among Us. So I think I got it right. I'm not sure. But anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Oh, no, it's okay. I know one thing we did when we was in Colorado when we had our shop was we'd always put protection around it. I would call in four guardian angels to protect the four corners of my business. And we only had one person. We leave the doors wide open, go out to dinner or whatever, and come back. No one ever come in there. We had one person did it once, and it was from a church. And the lady, she came and put a pamphlet on my table. You're going to burn in hell. And she came down there, and I said, this is the problem, lady. I put protection around my shop. Now I can look at it and say, okay, the angels let you in here. Okay, they didn't see you as a threat. That's fine. But my problem is, you've lost credibility with me because you did violate that space. So therefore, I'm going to have a hard time listening to you. What I would have is people come in and debate me all the time. They come in there. I had one girl come in there. We actually talked for 2 hours. And she looked at me and she goes, you're about this close. I said, close to believing what you believe? She goes, yeah, pretty much. And I was like, well, if you sit there and listen to what we've been talking about, I do believe like you do, but I just have a different perception. From where my soul, where I came from, where you came from, but it's still this. We're still going to the same source. And she was just like, maybe. you're just not going to admit to anything that I say, but you're right. My partner, now she's another one. She was freaking out. She was just folks come flying out. She's right. You're wrong. I can show you this, this, and this, and this. And I'm sitting there going, why don't you just sit there and do like Jesus did? Jesus never yelled and screamed and da 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 da. He just spoke the word. There must have been some truth to it because people just sit there and listened. And I said, I've noticed that when I sit there and talk to people, if I just speak my passion, be really open and honest, people will listen. Or maybe I've had these people tell me all the time, saying, you have something about your voice, people just listen to you. I said, I do. I just feel passionate about doing certain things. And
that's right.
I just want to sit there and go, okay, this is fun. I love this. I walk away always glowing and there's always been anticipation of looking forward to the next one and doing that kind of stuff. And when I was working what most people call a regular job, I never had that kind of passion.
Right.
I was always calling to work saying I don't want to come in there because I know what was going to happen. it was like, I don't want to do this.
Yeah, all the negativity you face, just look at all the people that have jobs they don't like or have jobs that they have to listen to negative people, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I've got to go to work today and put up with these people.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You know what, though? I don't mean to say it like that, but somewhat to a degree, it is their fault because they continue to work in an environment that is not a positive environment. Now, in some cases, some people can't help it. A job is a job, and it feeds the family. And I understand that and respect that, but also, I feel that you really need to try to be in a place that you can be happy and you can spiritually grow in, especially.
That is true. When you go to work and do what we do, we more or less we're always looking for an environment to put ourselves in, which we've actually created and we found. But I was telling people too. I said and tell about stories and stuff that I've gone through. But I said, what I'm trying to tell you, I'm not bragging about my life, but in a sense, I am, because it's like once you put yourself where you're supposed to be, things fall into place a whole lot easier, and what you're trying to attract happens a whole lot quicker. I mean, it wasn't a shop. I sit there. I know I would sit down some days and go, okay, today I'm going to do 10 readings and make this amount of money. And every time I would sit there and do that at the beginning of the day, I'd always walk away with either about the same or more. And it was just one of those things that sometimes people get caught up in jobs. Like I had a part-time job. I was working at a hotel cleaning rooms, and then I would work in my shop. And then one day I was sitting there looking at my check stuff, and my last check, I'm like, $248 for 2 weeks. I made that yesterday. So 2 days later, I quit my job and said, okay, I think the reason that I might be not getting, I think the reason why I don't have a lot of business is because my energy is being pulled in two different directions. So I decided to take it and put it and point it in the right direction, which I decided, people freaked out too. Said, you're not going to keep the job? Job is not security, guys. Believing in yourself is security. So therefore, it doesn't matter where you're at. But I guarantee you'll probably be more successful if you're in something that you really want to do. And that's what I did. I mean, I had my freaking boss, not my boss, my landlord. He stopped me one day. As I was heading out the door, there's a big smile on my face. He said, does anything bother you? No. Why? Why should it? And he goes, do you realize you're $250 behind the rent? I said, yeah, I do. But what do you want me to do? You want me to sit here and worry about it?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. And I looked at him, I said, do you want me to worry about it, or do you want me to go out there and take the same energy and find your money for you?
That's right. You need to be met if you just put the energy into it and manifest it. And they do. And a lot of people, they worry constantly about, well, I don't think I'm going to be able to pay this bill, and I don't think I'm going to be able to. And I'm right there with you. I have a very hard time making it sometimes. And it's all about being, you know, full of peace and asking for it, and asking for what you need. Because they know, they just need you to ask them, because they're not going to come in and invite themselves. The angels have to be invited to help you. The archangels, yes.
It's free will. So therefore ask, because it's like a kid on the corner waiting for someone to ask them to help them in anticipation. So all you got to do is ask.
Right,
next thing you know, they're popping right there going, I was, you know, it's like, why, you know, what took you so long? Because it was, it's like I've heard them all the time. I mean, I'll be in the store. And we said many times, and you're like, okay, what should I get? Should I get the Love Debbies or should I get some fruits? Get the fruits. Okay, but you know, I have a tendency to go, well, I'm going to get the Little Debbies, but thank you. But they will never sit there and look at you in any other way than what you did, even if you made the decision and the opposite of what they told you. It's like they're leading you what would be good for you, but they're not making the decisions for you. So therefore, it's free will, but at the same time, it's like knowing they're there. But I guarantee if you sit there and follow and go in that direction, their angels are not going to lead you into something that would hurt you or where you really don't want to be at. Because that was, we started talking about this before, when I got my second shop, I finally put myself in the situation, and it was like, I put it off for so long because I didn't think it was the right place and the right shop. And that was just my ego standing in the way. And when I finally did put myself in that place, it was everything I needed. It was so accommodating. It was almost like I just had to make the decision, and then everything started falling in place. I remember I was looking for a table for the shop, and I didn't want to, I just, they've been taught that you can manifest anything you want to. So I said, okay, fine. Let's test it. I want a table for my shop, but I don't want to pay any money for it. I want it for free. And I walked into, I was going to the plasma center one day. I used to, that was one of my little ways of giving back too, besides doing reading. I would go to the plasma center and get plasma. And as I was walking back, they said, walk into this furniture store. And I'm like, okay. So I walk into the furniture store and said, God, guys, there's like these tables are like $200. And it was like one of those things is, okay, fine, but you keep going. Then some lady come up there and she's like, okay, can I help you? I said, yeah, I'm looking for some tables, but just a little bit cheaper. And so she takes me in the back room and they're still like $100. I said, okay, angels, I know you brought me here for a reason, but why? I just happened to turn around and there was these tables in the corner. And I said, well, what are you doing with these tables over here? And she goes, oh, we're trying to get rid of those. Bingo. Now I know I'm here. I'll take two. So it was just amazing when you sit there and finally go along with the guidance and let it go. And like, you know, like they always say, let go of the bank and just go down the river, go with the flow. All your needs will be met one after another. I just wish some people would sit there and look at the situation of manifestation as it, in the true context of what that means. I have a friend of mine right now. She's thinking if it doesn't happen when she says it happens, then she wants to just throw the whole thing away. Okay, since that's the case, then we shouldn't be together because it didn't happen in this day. I want to come down and see you today. And I said, I've been trying to manifest this.
Right.
And try. And I said, okay. And all of a sudden it was like, okay, it didn't happen today, so we're not meant to be. We're just supposed to be friends and blah, 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 blah. I'm sitting there going, okay, that was really quick, but I guess what I'm getting at here, I know for a fact if you just let go, you know, you do that, you do number one, you tell them what you want, let the universe do what they want to do, and then then the last thing you need to do is let go and just let it fall into place. Like, you don't care if you get it or not because you have this knowingness about the whole thing that you already have it. So therefore, you just live your life, because a lot of people just put their lives on hold until something happened, not realizing that you really don't notice manifestations normally unless you're living it at the time, and you stop and go, wow, I got it because I'm living it. But you got to go and live it, or you'll never know that. Or maybe you, if you stand right here, the manifestation is not going to happen here. It's when you move forward to get to it. Does that make sense?
It makes total sense.
So with the situation, I've been promising everybody out there we're going to just start doing readings, and we keep putting it off.
Well, that's okay, because, listen, if you've got a quick minute, I wanted to, if you don't mind, if I can share about 2 minutes of my show last night, and maybe that I can come back here and host a show, you know, co-host a show with you about last night, because last night was awesome. We did 4 hours of alien stuff and UFOs, and we talked about star seeds and Palladians, and we talked about Planet X and Nibiru, which is on the way to Planet Earth. And I know a little bit about Planet X. But I could sit here and talk quite a bit about Planet X. So when we get a minute, maybe we can do a show about Planet X together and aliens and stuff. But last night was a fabulous show. It's really
okay.
Good show.
Okay, how about Tuesday? How about Monday the 17th? too close, isn't it? Is it too soon for you?
No, my thing is I teach meditation on Monday nights from 7 to 8, so I can join you after that 8 o'clock program. I mean, the class, I can be on here after that from 8 to 10 talking about it if you want. And tonight I can even do starseed readings. Starseed,
okay.
I can talk a little bit about that. Are you getting ready to go to break?
Are you going to go to a break?
I was thinking the top of the hour, because I'm going to get some water and everything in just a minute. And
sure.
I'm gonna do that. But when we start to do readings, we can also do starseed readings. And
uh-huh.
I can explain what a starseed is and all that, too. It's pretty interesting. It's very interesting
uh-huh.
and very informative to try to learn what you are, what race you are. And when I say race, I'm not saying Native American or Spanish or African American or white. I'm talking about what starseed race and everything you're from. So
mm-hmm.
anyway, I can do some starseed readings as well.
Okay, no problem. I was going to tell everybody else, too. I put it out there at the beginning of the week that when you call in, I'm also going to tell you what your past lives were. I'm able to pick up on past lives very quickly with people. The number you had, what kind of lives we're going to do.
Oh, yay. That sounds like a really fun filled show. So I'm going to take a break real quick. I'm going to go grab some water. Go ahead and do what you need to do, but I'm going to grab some water real quick. And I'll be back shortly.
No problem.
Okay.
Just ring back in when you come back, okay?
All right, I'm just going to put it on mute. That's all I'm going to do, and I'll be back in about 2 to 3 minutes.
No problem.
We'll
see you then, okay? Bye-bye.
Okay, all right.
Okay, guys out there, it's if you want to call in here, which it seems like a lot of you have already done that, the number here is 646-721-9031. That number again is 646-721-9031. It's Saturday, free Angel Psychic Tarot Card Reading Day. With our guest, we'll be back here shortly, Courtney Bibb, who has a show here on Blog Talk Radio called Courtney's Intuitive Corner. She'll be back. So I was going to say something, but I can't remember what it was. Let's go ahead and take a couple questions and do some readings and that kind of thing. And if I pick up any past lives with you, I'll let you know that as well. So, or if you want to ask some questions, because it seemed like it really works a whole lot better when you ask, what kind of past lives do I have? And all of a sudden it's like being pulled into a vortex of somewhat, and I start seeing past lives real quickly. So go ahead and do what you got to do. Ask, or just let the thing flow and see what happens. Just want to sit there and say, next week, Wednesday, I'm looking forward to this show because I'm having a girl in here called Coral Ruby. She's a woman who lives, she's a girl. She's 11-year-old, she's a sixth grader, and she lives in Kent, Washington, I think it is. And she's a very talented girl. She sees things through her dreams, and I think she's actually going to the next step where she's actually doing psychic work as well, when she's picking things up around her. She's going to be here on the show Wednesday, and we're going to sit there and I guess It's the ideal you guys get the chance to know her. I think I've talked to her myself. I actually did a reading for her mother, and it was very fascinating that she basically confirmed everything that I told her mother because she'd had the dream to back it up. And I thought that was very fascinating, so we're going to have her on the show. And then we're going to have her back on Saturday, the 22nd, and her brother's going to be with us then. He's a 9-year-old who hears spirits. So I think those are going to be very fascinating shows. I think you should definitely join us on those shows. I think you're going to really enjoy that. It's the idea of seeing small children. If we would just sit there and work with everybody when they're that age, I'd be amazed what you accomplish with your abilities throughout your life. So let's go ahead and take our first call. I'd like to thank everybody out there for being patient. I just wanted to get some information out there and get to know Courtney a little bit. Because I've talked to her several times, but she's so busy. And I just wanted to ask some questions. And like I said before, she's a very fascinating lady. And I definitely recommend you call her show and listen. Let's go to area code. I'll try it one more time. Let's go to area code 626. You're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello. Yes, this is Frank from California. Hey. I spoke to you before.
Hi, Frank. So, Frank,
Hi.
How you doing?
Fine. Just fine. Just listening to your show.
Well, good. Do you have a few questions for us, or would you just listening in, or?
Basically, both. I have a couple questions. As you're aware of my legal issue, and so is Courtney.
Yeah.
And anyway, this gentleman named Mark, I'm just going forward with him, and I was wondering what the opposing party.
Uh-huh.
Just think about how things are moving along with me.
I'm sorry. I'm listening to you, Frank. It was just the idea I had something here, and now I can't find it. Yeah,
okay.
Do you drinking and that kind of thing, and what's going on? And I want you to do me a favor. I want you to hang on. I'm having a little technical difficulties here, so it's going to get quiet for like five, maybe not even 5 minutes. It's just I need to redo things. For some reason, everybody keeps saying Mercury's already gone through retrograde and it's done. I have a tendency to disagree with that because I've been having so many technical difficulties this week. I don't know what it's all about. Unless it's just a moon, gravitational, whatever. So everybody just hang on for a couple minutes, and I will be back so I get this all taken care of. So you stay right there, Frank. I'm going to leave you right here. I'm not going to put you on mute, so I'll be right back.
Okay.
And we're going to focus more on that situation here, so just 2 minutes.
Yes.
Now see what I can find.
All right, Frank.
Great.
How you doing?
Okay, just enjoying the weather here in California.
That's what I hear, man.
Yeah, no fair. You've got 70-degree weather. That's no fair.
Oh.
I see.
Yes.
Go ahead, Frank. Tell her it is fair because you're in California. But, sorry, guys, for the technical difficulty. We have a bit on my side, so I'm back now. So Frank was telling us about his situation, which he says, Courtney, you know about his situation as well.
I do. It has to do with trying to choose as far as should he stay with this individual or not. I still feel, I do want to tell you, I still feel that you're on the right track. Do you think you're do you think that you're okay with this guy? As far as
yes, I think so. He's pulling everything together, and he's planning to attack it at several different approaches, though.
I don't know about you, Journeyman. I just feel like, Frank, you're on the right track. Don't get rid of this particular person. I still feel you're on the right track. That's what I keep hearing, right track, right track.
Yes. It just seems like it's one of those situations where you didn't have a lot of faith in him when you first met him. Right, Frank?
Yes. Yes, I did. I felt that I had a past life with him or some way related with him.
Uh-huh. I think in some ways with his past life that you're talking about, it's the idea there was some mistrust in that past life as well. So there are certain things that he's changed a lot in this one, so therefore it seems like some of the things, like I said before, I feel like you still are hanging on to some things, not just from this lifetime, but from a past lifetime. And I keep getting that we're talking 1845. I feel like you guys were, I see you guys in, you almost look like cowboys. And you guys were together, and this man was something of someone we would say, like, in one sense, he's your best friend, and you ride together. That's what I keep seeing. But he also had a tendency to be persuaded by other people to stab you in the back from time to time. So I think you pick up a lot of, you have a tendency to pick a lot of animosity up from him because he took money from you then. And you're scared he's going to do it again. Does that make sense to you, Frank?
Yeah, possibly, because he's very nonchalant, but then he's up and up with his questions and his answers.
All right.
So he's a smooth salesman or he's a straight shooter. And I'm going with the straight shooter.
Right. But with the situation, you should definitely just keep going forward. Go straight. And it's a good decision to stay with the guy. That's the one thing I do pick up from the past life, that he was a good guy. It was just the ideal of action. And money. And money can make people do things that go against their own. Does that make sense, guys?
Yes.
It's quiet. I'm sorry.
Well, people do change when it comes to money. But
Well, one thing I've found out when I do past lives is to realize that from the past life to this lifetime, a lot of people have done a lot of growing from that point to here. So therefore, when you look back on it, that's why I like doing past life readings and regressions, is because we go back to those points as who you are now. And you can see it as a spiritual growing person looking back on a time when you wasn't quite as much. And you kind of have a tendency to let go of it more because you start realizing that, like I tell people when I take them back, all you're seeing is shadows of what was, so therefore it doesn't exist anymore. So once you just let it go, just quit letting something that doesn't exist anymore affect your life now.
Okay.
So do you have any more questions for us, Frank, or is that...
Before you go, Frank, I've got something that I was getting, I wanted to ask you about. I feel like there's a relationship thing going on. Either you're just now getting into something new, or you're just now getting over it, or you're questioning about it. I'm hearing relationship.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yes. Actually, I'm letting go of a relationship I said with Linda, and just...
Okay, before you say anything else,
into my life.
Right, hang on 1 second. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have to say this. I feel like this relationship weighed a lot on you, and it took a lot of strain and stress out on you. And I just feel that you were surrounded by a lot of negative stuff with her.
Yes, with the other relationship, yes. They were misleading, they played charades, and I've learned a lot from that. Basically, don't trust everyone, especially the people that are closest to you.
Yeah. I would say this, though. I feel like someone coming in your life around the end of March, early April, like March 20th, March 25th.
March 25th. Okay, because my mother's birthday was the 30th of March.
Ah, okay.
So, Frank, how long have your knees been hurting?
My knees? Oh, just only when I walk a lot.
Well, yeah, okay.
You're not getting enough calcium.
Yeah, but
I take those pills, those capsules every day.
Okay, Frank, you take an extra calcium, or, well, what do you call that one stuff? I can't remember what, I mean, I take it all the time, but I have a hard time pronouncing it, so I know I need to get, but I don't know how to pronounce it, so
yeah,
I don't pronounce
it. Yeah, the glucosamine or glucosamine or whatever.
Yeah, make sure you're taking at least 1,200. And the other one is 1,500. Make sure those kind of balance out. Also, the same thing. I feel like your knees are hurting because of the lack of support that you've been getting from people that you were with. And so, see, it affects your knees because knees is support. So what's going on emotionally is affecting you physically.
Oh, interesting.
So just take a look at the situation, the things around you. Also, when you're in relationships, you have no problem speaking your mind until... it comes to relationships, and you have a tendency to hold back.
That's
okay.
Orion coming out in him. He's very Orion.
Oh, really?
Yes. You're very Orion.
But remember one thing, too, Frank. You have control of the situation, okay? So take the hands back. Get your hands back on the steering wheel of that vehicle, which is your body, and start directing it in the situation you want to go to. You don't let your car tell you where you're going. So
yes.
Speak your mind. There's nothing wrong with it. Because I've always told people, I'm very straightforward and blunt. And people kind of get angry about that sometimes. I tell them flat out, you know something? You can get angry about that if you want to, but I guarantee you one thing you'll never be with me is in the dark. So think about that. And people have a tendency to come back and tell me later on, they thank me for being so blunt, because I've always felt like those things, if you're being prompted to say things, I feel like your angels are wanting that message to be delivered through you, so let it go. Because I guarantee it's going to affect them, maybe not that minute, or maybe not that day, or whatever's going on, but it will affect the outcome in their lives. So that's why I keep getting this emphasis of speaking your mind. All right, Frank?
All right. I have one last question. How's my sister, Linda, getting along with her attorneys?
Okay. Ask me that again. I'm sorry.
Yes, my last question is, I'd like to know how my sister, Linda, is getting along with her attorneys.
I don't know. I get arguing.
Yeah, I get, not agreeing on things. Like, she just doesn't, she might tell other people, but I don't feel she's telling the attorney, that she feels good about it.
Is she a debater, Frank?
She thinks she's an attorney. She never went to law school.
When I first thing I saw was the idea of debating, where she's like in the middle. For some reason, I keep getting two lawyers, and she's in the middle, and she's telling them that they're wrong, and they have no idea what they're doing, and it's a debate of how she's right and how they're wrong. I guess you wouldn't say she's telling them right, like she's saying they're wrong, but. The way she argues, the perception is definitely that they're wrong and they're almost at the wit's end of what to do. Because they keep telling her certain things that would actually make this situation move a whole lot quicker, but she just refuses to do that, and she's actually the one that's prolonging it. Does that make sense,
yes,
to you, Frank?
Yes, yes. I thought it would be settled last year, but they pulled a stunt, and it really disappointed me, and now I'm just letting go of the complete board and attachment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just, you know, she's not going to let go of it, and that's one thing about the situation, too. She's almost like she has this codependency where she has to hang on to everything. And it's affecting the situation, this case. Does that make sense, Frank?
Okay. Okay. I'll just keep going on my path and forward, and that's all I could do. And thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. And let your sister go for a while, too. She'll figure it out. But at this point, there's nothing anybody can do that. She has to come to her own realization. She's got the information. Just hope that she starts listening, not just to them, but herself. Because she's even told herself when she's in the midst of these debates that she feels like she should stop doing it. So just give her some time.
Okay.
And just focus on what's going on in your life right now, okay?
Yes.
I do feel like she's going to be calling in a couple of days. So just for some reason I keep getting this impression you should just listen to her.
Okay. I haven't spoken to her in over 3 years, so.
I'm just saying, I can see this impression. She's going to call. She's venting. She wants someone. She wants an ear. And I just feel like you're going to sit there and go, what's the point of even saying anything? Like, can you get a word edgewise? And just let her go.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you so much.
It was good hearing from you again.
Oh, yes, and I'm just waiting for my funds to come in, and I want a private reading with you. Thank you so much, and you too, Courtney.
All right, no problem. We can make sure that happens.
Thank you. Many blessings.
All right,
thank you
too, my dear.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Hey, journeyman, you got a quick second?
Let me think about that.
Oh, mercy. There are some people wondering what a starseed reading is. And if you get some phone calls that want a starseed reading, basically a starseed reading, and a couple of people are asking, well, how is that going to help me? Starseed is someone whose soul is not from here. It's from another planet. And I know it seems far-fetched, but there's different characteristics from like Andromedian or Orion or Sirians or... So like me, I'm Palladian, very Palladian. So it helps you because it helps you figure out who you are, and it really does help to live life in those characteristics of who you are and explain so much about the individual. It really does. And the more you know about yourself, the better off you're going to be, the better off. That way you have a chance to adapt to different people.
So, Courtney, is there a chance? Okay, you said you are... Palladian?
I'm very Palladian, very Palladian. Palladians have a tendency to be emotional and sensitive, but they also are very loving and very nurturing and very caring. They're here to teach the world about peace, love, and harmony, and teach about spiritual awakening. So I love doing starseed readings, and I do use my intuitive gifts to assist in this as well. I mean, I do have a chart that you do go by, but there's more things to it than just reading a chart. So they're a lot of fun.
Okay. No, I was going to do was I wanted to sit here and say, okay, before we go on to give anybody else a reading, I wanted one from you myself.
I knew you were going to ask that, and I'm already going to tell you. That's so funny.
Because I figured you were going to call me back the other night and tell me something, because you said, because I was on your show yesterday, and you told me, was it yesterday?
Yeah, it was.
God, it seems like it was so long ago. it was one of those things where you said, call me back after the show. So I did, and I talked to Taylor, and that's why I said, she's like, really, you're right, she's a very sweet lady. And I just sit there and talk to her for the longest time. She's very easy to talk to as well. But
yeah.
Then so I was sitting there going, okay, she wants to tell me something. And I said, boy, putting me off like this, and my curiosity is just driving me crazy. That's cruel. And It was just one of those things of curiosity. It wasn't anything else. It was surrounded. I don't get angry about those kind of things. I know for myself, I've had a tendency where I say things to people, and then all of a sudden everybody else wants to call at the same time too, or something. Just everything's happening at one time. So I was just kind of like, okay, I need some. I'm just sitting here saying the situation with Shannon is driving me freaking crazy because she's so dead bent on she really wants it, and then she goes right to the other side. Yeah, that's the word, very indecisive. But also my problem is being intuitive as I am, is the ideal seeing her as already making her mind up but trying to come up with ways to keep going in that direction, even though she's being pulled into the direction itself anyway. And what I was going to suggest to you do is we do a reading for me real quickly, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
But at the same time, to give people an idea of what star seed readings?
Yes, star seed.
Then you could, if you can, do that with me. To also throw
I can. I already know what you are.
Well, that's good. So that's good.
Okay.
Go ahead and do that whole thing. And everybody out there, like I said before, I usually stay on the show way after we're off the air. So you will definitely get your questions answered. So just work with us and sit back and listen to this and listen to Courtney, because I've actually listened to her do readings too. And you got to really catch a lot of what she says, because some of the things I don't think she actually knows she's actually saying them, but they're definitely information coming to you. And what I mean by that is, in the context of your sentences, maybe it was just me picking up the little things in between to make things really stand out, what was really important. Does that make sense to you?
You're fine. I'm sorry, I got someone that's... you're fine, just lift the cat up. You can put the cat up there. The cat doesn't bother you. He's very, very patient and very loving. I have a Siamese, and her name is Ajna. Ajna, if anyone knows what Ajna is, it's the third eye chakra. It's the Indian name for chakra, the third eye. So I named her after the third eye. But
tell her. Oh, boy, tell her I said hi. Tell her I said, like, I was talking to Taylor yesterday on the phone, and there was a cat in the background or something. I was picking up on it, and there was like a communicational thing going on there where I was like, hey, what's up? So I'm just saying, I was prompted to give you that, just pass on to her to say, hey, how's it going? hi. So do what you got. Go ahead.
All right. I've got two little charts up here that I feel that you are. Okay. First of all, I feel that you have a hard time dealing with emotion. I find that you tend to find fault in some situations. Like I don't mean to say you put the blame on other people, because you'll take fault if you feel it's really your fault. But I feel like you are inclined, if you can, to find fault elsewhere. The next one, I feel that you really try to grasp for self-esteem, and please don't take that the wrong way. I just feel that a lot of people don't give you enough credit for what you truly, truly do. I feel that you like to examine each individual that you come across. I feel that you really need some alone time to recharge. I feel that you can be very impatient, and sometimes you do struggle with staying on task. I feel that you are very strong and opinionated, and you ask a lot of questions. But you do like to joke, tease, and play around. So,
yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yeah, sure does.
Okay, well, that's my first feelings, and I feel that you are really, really, really probably about 90% Orion.
Okay. Now, when you talk about these names, are these planets or stars or what?
Both.
Both.
In fact, let me give, I'm going to post a, thank you, TruthStream. Let me tell you real quick, guys, TruthStream is amazing. I watched this person last night, and wow, she has, I keep wanting to say her, it must be a female energy here. I'm really feeling that this person knows so much about her and her why this person is here. if you guys watch her in chat, she is amazing. She knows so a wealth of information. She needs to have her own show. She's really, really good. And I would not be surprised if she's reading, but I just want to throw that out there. But
who's that?
Truth Stream. I keep saying she. I guess she might be female. If she's not, I apologize. But I'm just picking up a strong female energy. But anyway, I feel I'll give some websites out for people that can find. He says I am male, but see, I kept saying she. So I'm feeling a very strong female energy. Okay.
Look at this, Tauruses are selfish lot. Okay.
I'm gonna put some internet sites on here so people can understand.
Okay, cool.
In fact, Truth Stream or April, even April can.
Holy mackerel! Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, my eyes are like burning. Okay.
Okay, let me, I'm sorry, I had someone come in. I had to, my landlord was making sure I was okay because it's past hours. Okay.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, I'm going to type in some, I'm going to see if April, minds typing in those sites for us. She knows which two I'm talking about. Okay, all right, so I really feel that you're Orion, very, very Orion. So.
Orion is. My curiosity tells me, where is that?
To be honest, let me, yes, thank you, April, that one and then Starseed. I am still getting into the constellations, and I only speak from honesty, so if I don't know something, I'll say, you know what, I don't know, so let me go find out, and then I'll get back to you. So
I feel it's better.
Yeah, I feel it's better to say that and say, oh, yeah, well, let me just make up something out of my ass. So I don't know too much about the constellations.
Right.
But I'm learning, and I do know a lot about Starseed, but I'm learning about all the constellations.
Hey,
speaking of a star constellation, did you hear they just found another one?
Another what? Constellation?
Yeah, so instead of 12 on the zodiac, we now have 13.
I'm having a tough time with that 13 because I mean, the 12 was pretty good because it was balanced 6 and 6, you know. But this 13 kind of throws it off. So now it's a little bit different. I mean, I can see the 13 if you want to take it down to a single digit. And then you have a 4, which is 2 and 2, where you get balance in that too. But it just kind of throws me off because I just want to stick with what we got. I like being Taurus.
Virgo. I'm still a Virgo, but September 16th, which is my birthday, is the very first day of the new Virgo. I'm very Virgo, though. I wouldn't say I was something else if I wasn't. I'm very Virgo. I'm very impatient and very, very much a perfectionist, and I don't like being around people that. Or I don't mean to say it like this, but I don't have patience for people that are stupid and that don't want to show any interest as far as, oh, that don't exist. That just don't, you know, that don't exist. I don't have patience for stuff like that.
Right. No. I guess I'm the same way because it's like looking at somebody saying, okay, I'm ignorant. No, you're not, because ignorant means you don't know better, and you do know better, so therefore I call it stupid because you keep doing the same thing over again. Or we go to the point of saying you're insane. Or insanity, because it's constant back over and over and over. You keep doing the same thing over and over again, and then what's up with that?
Right.
You know, I don't like using the word crazy. I'm just saying some people kind of drive me that way because of the constant of you can see it so clearly, and everybody else can see it so clearly too. We had someone on the show yesterday where I did a reading for her, and she was just like, no, I have to disagree with you on all those things. And what was so funny about it was the callers that called in afterwards said, oh, the rest of us heard it. We know exactly what you're saying. So, because she was sitting there saying that she knew exactly what she wanted, but then I said, so you want to be extremely happy or you just want to be okay? And she goes, well, I want to be extremely happy, but I'm okay. I was like, okay, did you hear what you said? I said, you haven't made a definite decision exactly what you really want to do and what direction you want to go into. So the universe is basically giving you the same thing you've got now because that's where your energy's at. So, you know, it's crazy. But the lady called in afterwards and said, oh, don't worry about it. We heard it.
Right.
And everybody else got it. So it was like so obvious. So I was just, my biggest concern with the situation was I was constantly trying to reach out to her and hoping
mm-hmm.
that she would kind of like open her eyes and say, okay, this is what's going on. Because I feel like that's all it was. It was like take the blinders off and quit thinking in terms of this is the way I do it, which is not working, and kind of open your eyes up to something that will work and give it a chance.
Mm-mm.
So what do you have?
Well, I'm ready to take more callers if you are. Can you? I'm pretty sure that everybody can find your number, but can you throw it out there again?
My number?
Yeah, it's a call.
Sure, number. I can. Yes, no problem. You mean the call-in number or both?
Yes.
Both. Okay. Because call-in number is, gosh, call-in number is 646-721-9031, or if you want to call me for a private reading, I was going to put that in the chat room too, and I forgot, which is 937-838-6337. And yes, if you heard that I've been doing readings for people who call on the show at $10 an hour, $5 for a half hour, you heard correctly. So
wow.
I'm going to be doing that until the end of February, so get in there and do that. But I also warn you guys, it's like this. My friend said, how do you know that they call the show to get your reading? Well, they call them the show and we talk. But I said, people who go to my website, if you don't know how to get to the bottom or you don't know anything about that, you'd have to hear your own show.
Hey, look at the chat room. They're telling you the Eric. That's cute. That's pretty cute. Oh,
they're
my goodness.
What?
They're saying... I'm on Erica 650. Hint, hint.
Eric.
That's cute. Well, I am ready whenever you are to do these exciting readings. Exciting readings.
So
just,
am I.
Let me say something.
Sure.
Real quick before we start, I am very, very honest, and sometimes I can be brutally honest.
Right.
Sometimes I might say something that you do not want to hear. But you know what? That's okay. I feel that if I'm not honest, I'm shorting myself and shorting that person. So anyway, I am ready when you are.
Okay. Could you do me one more favor? With the situation, like I was telling you before, the situation with this girlfriend, Shannon, I mean, how would you – is there any information that you would be picking up with on exactly how I can deal with this situation?
Yeah, I'm gonna draw a card real quick.
And plus, I had to find the chat room again. I lost it. I can't figure out how I lost the chat room.
You lost it again?
Yeah. Now I found it. It's like, oh, that's crazy. Yeah, we need to get. Okay. all right, guys, we're gonna be doing some readings here. I just for some reason this situation's been driving me crazy because I feel like I know what. I mean, my biggest problem is I can see exactly what it's gonna be. But I can't get that if someone decides they want to change their mind and go the opposite direction, which can be always frustrating.
Yeah.
So that it's kind of frustrating to see a situation where I feel like my intuitive psyche is telling me that she's like almost looking for things.
I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Is this someone that I feel that there's two? You said there is two people, right? There's two people involved. I mean, there's two.
Yeah. The other night we were talking. Last night when I asked you the question, you said that there was somebody who just came into my life recently. Who's a new and either came into my life recently, or is coming into my life recently. That would be basically a part of all the decisions and all the stuff that's going to be happening with me in my life. Which I guess you'd be like a significant other or something. And then you said this other person, which was my ex-fiance, came into the situation, who had called me the same time I was actually talking to this person.
Okay, stop right there. I'm
okay.
Sorry, I have to talk to you. When I get things, I have to tell you. I want you to leave the ex-fiance alone.
No problem.
Leave her alone.
She's scary.
I don't get any good energy about her. She doesn't help you spiritually grow. I don't feel that she really completely 100% believes in what you do.
No, she's always telling me that I need to get a job. Which
okay,
is kind of
they don't. Nope, get away from her. This new girl, though. I drew a card, and this card says you're on the right path. And it's these cards are Archangel Michael cards. They're Archangel Michael Oracle cards, and it says
Yeah.
Yes, I love these. It says, Archangel Michael, I call upon you now. Thank you for giving me loud and clear guidance that I easily understand. Thank you for motivating me and filling me with the courage and confidence to make helpful life changes. So I think you are definitely on the right path with this new one. I'm not so sure it's going to be a very, very long-lasting relationship, but I do feel that she's going to be there for you for a little while. I do feel that.
Okay.
I will say this. I feel that she's okay with what you do. It's not like she shuts it out like the last one. I feel like
right.
She's okay with this one.
Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things that could actually be a long term, but it's like 50-50?
Yeah, it's a possibility, but it's a possibility. I'm just not so 100% sure. But I will tell you this. I'm 100% sure that you need to stay away from the ex. Not good energy at all.
Okay.
Not
no
good.
No problem now. Because I was sitting here looking at that thing, too. I'm putting some information in here real quick, too. But, yeah, I was sitting here focusing on that because she was driving me crazy because she... Because I was sitting here, I have a tendency to be blunt too, straightforward, and I told her flat out. Every time you sit here and tell me something, I just come back and say, you know something, why don't you just quit ignoring what's actually going on and just embrace that instead of trying to make it out something that's not. And she's like, okay. So as long as I call her on it and say, okay, stop doing that, she's like, okay, I love this. Because she told me the other day, she said, thank you very much. And I'm like, okay, what'd I do? And she's like, because you keep challenging me. You know, you come back and you tell me what I need to know, so it just challenges me to be more myself and going after what I know I need to do. And she goes, I love that because I've never had that from anybody before. And she goes, you do it in such a caring way.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, isn't it the way we're supposed to do it? I thought so, anyway. So that was what my curiosity was. It was just I've never seen someone fight something so much in my life. Well, I just want to go.
But though she tends to be a negative person anyway, to be honest.
Yeah, she does, and she. But you know, I'm just saying. What's her name is Shannon. She's a Cancer.
Oh.
So it's like I understand her a lot more because if you ever actually look at zodiac, Cancers and Tauruses are good together.
Uh-huh.
I have a tendency that I want to sit back and just be. I like to be like a. Just watch movies and kind of things like that from time to time. I have a tendency to, if I trust somebody, really trust somebody, I don't always have to have the forefront. I can, if I trust somebody enough, I can let them do that too. Oops, whoever did that, could I say that one more time? Because I clicked the wrong button. Because I am things I don't get used to because I don't do it a lot.
Well,
and I click the X instead of pushing to downsize it, and that wasn't funny.
Yeah.
You okay?
I am great. I'm a little drained, but I'm great. I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm good.
Okay, let's go do some calls, and we'll do the whole thing here. Thank you for that reading. I really appreciate that. Plus, that chart, the star thing was, I hope people were listening and take advantage of that, too.
Yeah, so starship readings are really cool because it helps you figure out, you know, why you're here.
Uh-huh.
And the type of personality and characteristics that you carry around with you. A lot of people don't know about starseed readings, and I really, really like doing them. I use my intuitive as well to
okay.
do that. But I got my cards ready, and I've got two different decks I'm working with tonight. I've got my Tarot and Archangel Michael, so I'm ready to go.
Okay, let's go to area code 620. 620, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm eating my brownie. I didn't expect to be first.
You're eating your brownie?
Yes.
Did you bring enough to share with everybody?
Well, I have plenty.
Do you have a question for us?
Well... Not really. I was kind of wanting the starseed reading, Courtney.
How did I know you were going to say that? And I already have what you are. I'm listening to
good.
Your voice. I'm sorry.
I said good.
I'm feeling that when I'm talking to people, I really listen and observe their voice. So I'm going to ask you a few questions just to confirm. confirm what I'm feeling. I've got two things out here. Let's see. I'm going to say I feel that you're this and this. So you're two, one and one. Okay, I have a question for you. I've got a couple for you. I feel that you are extremely centered and you are extremely driven, all right? I feel that integrity to you means a lot, a lot. You really care what people think. I feel that you are very, very faithful, and you are faithful to your friends, especially the friends that you take to heart. Excuse me. All right. I feel though sometimes you can be a little bit on the defensive side about people that are important in your life, meaning like you'll take up for them if you feel the need to. You're not very passive when it comes to that. I feel like
right.
you have a really good sense of wit, and you are very much an idealist, okay? I will say as a child, they thought you had some slight of a learning disability, and I only say that because I feel that you sometimes be, you can sometimes be a little ADD or a little ADHD because you've got so much going on inside that head of yours. I feel like you have a close connection with Native American for some reason. I'm feeling Native American with you. So I feel like you are also very, very visual, and you learn things very well by visualizing.
Yes, that is true.
All right. So if all of this sounds like you, I would say that you are 100% Syrian.
Okay. Now, right. How can I find out more about that?
I'm going to give you that website up here. Go to, are you able to look in the chat room, right?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
Yes. Sorry. I was about ready
okay.
to wait. Yes.
That's all right.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, I'm going to give you two different ones. There you go,
okay.
April. Thank you. April already is, she's ahead of me. Okay. All right, I put it up there as well. Go to United Starseeds. You are, April. Thank you. She's paying attention. Go to unitedstarseeds.org. Starseeds is together, one word, with an S, .org. It's a very, very good
okay.
website. Lots of information, a ton of information. So I will say that I feel that you are very Syrian.
Okay, awesome. Now, can I ask a question real quick, Donnie?
Yes.
Now, about these past life readings, what do
uh-huh.
you need to know? Or do I have to have a question for you, like why do I have relationship problems? Is that...
Well, actually, what I'm sitting here doing, I'm here on the air, I'm just trying to pick up your past lives and then whatever comes with it. So a lot of times when I do that, it will come with why that past life is coming to you right now. But a lot of times, that's why I always recommend people to get an hour session with me so we can actually do them in privately, because a lot of things do come up out of
okay.
those things. But I can sit
okay.
there and go over the whole thing here and say, hey, you know, I feel like the ideal of... shoot. The biggest thing I pick up with you is Egyptian. I feel like you were part of the... You were a slave servant in the palace. I keep getting the fourth pharaoh of the old kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
You have a tendency to procrastinate because of your life, the way it was extinguished very quickly because of anger. I keep getting from the pharaoh's wife, took you out in the snuff. That's why it comes to me, which means that was very quickly.
Wow.
So you never. So see, in the process of the situation, you're a slave, but you felt like it was a great honor to be where you was. So
I'm sorry, you cut out.
No, I said, and that you felt like you were a slave, but at the same time, you felt very honored to be in the position that you were in.
Mhm.
So that's what I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah.
So look. So just kind of take it in. Huh?
All right.
And, you know, it's
sounds
just
good.
One of those, because there's a couple of them that are just like, that one there, I'm just saying, if you do have a tendency to procrastinate, you should look at that whole thing and ask yourself, back in those days, it was very honored to do certain things, and when things happen, It's like leaving that lifetime. They have a tendency to stick with you because you never got to... At that point in your spirituality, I guess you would say, I never got to complete that, not realizing it was actually... It was complete. And now you can look at the whole thing and saying it was complete. So therefore,
right.
of having a tendency not to follow through, it was because of that. So then once you realize that you did complete that, then you can... I wouldn't be surprised if you catch yourself just really throwing yourself into things now and really completing things very quickly.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow. Okay. Well,
it?
Great. And no, that okay. I will get in touch with you. Huh?
Okay. No, I was going to ask you if that was overbearing or overwhelming to you.
Just a little bit, but that works. That's okay.
I'll let it sink in and go from there.
And definitely get a hold of me and do a past life reading. Or I think we got a couple more lifetimes to go through too.
Yeah. Okay.
I really do. Two of them at least, because I got the Egyptians, but there was a couple more kind of floating around. But the Egyptian one was the one that came through the quickest.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, and thank you, Courtney. Syrian, right?
You're welcome.
Syrian. Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a good night.
And you have a great night.
You too, my dear.
I'm losing track.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Okay. Okay. Somebody was in the chat room asking if you could do one of those star seed readings through the chat room.
I can. It's just a little hard because I like to hear people's voices only because of energy. I will. I can. But the thing about it is I don't want to take up a lot of time on a chat question. So the best thing to do as far as that is if they want to send me a message through my link, I would be glad to be able to sit down for a more private reading. It's hard to go in... without hearing a voice as far as wanting to know starseed. It's one thing to send a chat question as far as asking about a specific question or anything,
uh-huh.
but it's one for a starseed reading. But
okay.
But yeah, absolutely.
Okay, well, you ready to take a couple more calls?
Yeah, let's do it. I've got some questions that people keep chatting, you know, sending me private. If you guys don't mind sending Psychic Journeyman the private chat question, and he'll bring it out over the air. That way we can both answer it.
Okay, no problem. Let's go to area code 650. You are on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hey, guys, it's Gary.
Hey, Gary,
Hi.
How are you?
I'm pretty good over here.
That's great.
How are you guys?
I'm trying to be happy about this, you know. Some of the technical difficulties I've had, I just don't understand them, but it's getting better. So how are you?
Doing good. And I thought past life, starseed reading, it's all good to me, whatever.
Well, I will let Donnie go first, and then I'll finish up.
Oh, that's just too much pressure.
You know, the one thing I think with you in the past life is I definitely get that you were a banker in the Old West. I get two lifetimes with you. I get 1621 and 18. It's almost like you have a fluctuation with the 1800s where you was trying to debate which year you actually wanted to pop in. And I really see that you coming in very quickly as in a having childbirth, not you personally. I'm saying it seems like when you were born into the 18. I keep getting 1848 and 1844. I feel like there's a lot of things in there in this lifetime that it was 1844 was when you was born. When you came in very quickly, which means your mother didn't carry you full term. So you came off as someone that didn't think was going to lie. Didn't think it was going to. It's so much energy with that one lifetime. It seemed like you had a lot of time there, a lot of fun. I also feel like you were a banker. But I also get 1621, and you're just tearing everybody up. I see you as a very powerful person. not in position really. It was just, I see you with, and this is 1621. I see you basically in a war. It's like you are in the middle of all this, and the reason you had such a great following is because of your strength in battle, that you just never stopped. I mean, I could see you. I see that the wounds and just the whole idea that you just had so much adrenaline going on. That you just, I feel like there's a lot of things, I feel like there's a lot of adrenaline with you now, in this lifetime. Passion and going over and just kind of things. So I feel like those two lives are kind of connected, but the 1800s was also something where you tried something different, which was banking, and you had a lot of fun with that, but at the same time, it was more of association with people that you're with. You have a tendency to put yourself in position in these careers and that kind of stuff, but it seems like it's more in the concept of meeting people and just love, I guess you would call it in churches, it was called communion.
Interesting.
Where you sit around and you just love talking and hanging out like a campfire kind of thing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. I think that's kind of describes my favorite pastimes right now, is whether it's a blog talk, radio chat room, or a cafe or whatever. It's sitting around chatting. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So what I'm going to say right now is say, okay, Courtney, it's your turn now.
Well, here's my thing. I've got a little bit of both here with you. And don't take this the wrong way, but I feel like you're a mutt. I feel like you have...
A what?
Don't take this the wrong way. It's kind of cute, but I feel like you're a mutt, M-U-T-T, and let me explain why I say that. I feel like you have three different ones with you. I know, he's like, why did she just call me a mutt? No, that's not at all what I'm trying to say. So let me ask a couple of questions, okay? I'm really feeling you're one in one thing, but I've got three charts here that I'm looking at. Okay, so here we go. See, I'm going to use my intuitiveness as well.
Great.
Let's see what we got. Okay, first of all, do you like to travel?
Somewhat.
No, this has to be, yeah. I feel like you really enjoy traveling if you're going to be an Andromedian. So I'm not feeling good to say
much.
That one anymore. So I know I'm talking another language now. Okay, I'm going to say you're Arcturian and Orion, and let me explain why.
All right.
Okay, Arcturians are people that don't have a lot of close personal friends. You have acquaintances. Now, you do have some intimate personal friends, but it takes a lot for you to be like that with someone. I feel like you have a great deal of energy, tangible and mental energy. I feel like you you can tend to be very passionate about what you do and upbeat. You really like to have that friend time. You're okay to be alone, but you really like being with friends. You really do. I feel like you sometimes have a hard time concentrating on certain issues and topics. I feel like you, when you're backed up to a corner, I feel that you tend to change the subject so you don't have to completely deal with the issue. So you don't really like talking about your emotions too much until you get ready to blow up. So,
well,
how do you feel about that?
Well, I feel like you're pretty accurate, I must say.
Now, on the other hand, I feel like you've got a little bit of Orion with you, too. And that means you do tend to judge certain people. You are also... You like to... You try to deal with your emotions. It's just sometimes it's just real hard. You try to find the best in yourself, And you do have a strong sense to play around and joke from time to time. Yeah, you can be also opinionated, though, as well. So, but I feel that you're more Arcturian than anything, and then backed up with Orion. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
What do you think, Gary?
That's pretty cool. And again, I would have to say you're pretty accurate.
Oh, well, thank you. I try. I have some very good angels and my spirit guides watch over me constantly, day in and day out. So,
that's cool.
Yeah. So.
Kind of swimming in all that and the past life information, because those all that sounds really accurate about me right now too.
Okay. Well, yeah. The reason we were talking about past lives, I've been trying to get everybody to do them this year, is because of the 2011, just a very powerful year. And the more information you know about certain things from your past just helps you be more, I guess, more productive here in the future.
Sure. I believe that.
Yeah. So I sit there and I've been picking up a lot of things with people. And usually I ask them when we do the readings themselves just to focus on a situation that they don't understand. And then basically with the past life regression that I do, I use three angels, archangels. Archangel Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. What it is Archangel Michael and Raphael will grab your hands, and they will guide you back to that lifetime on what you're focusing on, and Gabriel is there to help you basically voice what you're seeing and to help you share it with us. And just by them hearing it, too, they can also, it gives them more intense focus on where they're going. I've actually done some where we've actually gone through three or four lifetimes actually to get the one we need to go to. So it's an interesting thing, and I just recommend everybody get those. I just feel like it could really help you, like you said before. You know, in this lifetime, those all make sense. So it gives you an idea where they came from. Plus, I've been wanting to listen to your show. Now, Gary?
What?
I said I've actually been wanting to listen to your show, but things have gotten kind of crazy here lately. So I'm trying to find time to listen to my show. But
yeah, it's been kind of crazy over here, and I think that's why I was wanting to talk to you guys so bad, just for a little. I need some clarity.
Well, clarity is one of those things of what I get with you is just a lot of reflection right now, because I get a very strong image with you standing in a room hanging on to a mirror but also having mirrors around you. So it's like, you know, taking a look at some things, and even the idea of the information you just got with some of the with past lives, to realize what you're actually really hanging on to and what you really need to let go of.
Oh yeah.
Because I get the impression it's like you have baggage that you're hanging on to, but when I see it, it looks like files, like they're trying to put it in a different perspective of how easy it could be just to take them and throw them out, to let go. And as you let go of each one of these things, it's like having your windshield in your car getting clearer and clearer as you throw these files to the side and discard. And I think the reason is the image of a car, because it's like you got mud on your windshield and you're trying to see things clearly. At the same time, you have these files in your hands and your arms where it's just simply rolling down the window and going, enough's enough. And phew. And then looking at your windshield going, okay, now I can see it. I've seen this before with people where it's like there's a wall standing in front of you, and all you have to do is stand up and see over it. And once you see once you see the picture where you want to be at, you find out what way to conquer all, get over it, just like you need a little glimpse of what's out there.
Right.
So that's what I get here, is the clarity is very simple. It's just you kind of, I guess you would say with some of the things that you're still hanging on to, it helps. I guess you would say there's a lot of thinking, and stop thinking. And just let it be what it is.
Hey, Gary, I want you right now, when you can, when you get a minute, I want you to go pick up an obsidian.
Go pick up obsidian.
Yes, that's going to help you with your... That's going to help with clarity.
Obsidian, okay. I may have some here, I'm not sure, but I'll look for that.
Okay. I hope that helps you.
Get you some nacha pump. What do they call that? That nacha? No, I can't say it.
Nachapa.
Yes. Get some incense. Get that nacha. Pronounce it again, Courtney. For some reason, I can't do it. The incense. Pronounce that word one more time.
Nachapa. If you've got like strong allergies or asthma, I would strongly encourage you to do maybe like cones. They're less apt to cause a lot of, like sneezing or allergies. So cones, if you can't do incense, I would suggest cones.
Cones,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Gary. Does that help you out?
Yeah, it does. It does. I feel more energy flowing right now, so that's a good thing.
You need a chakra meditation.
Woohoo!
Yeah, do you some chakras, get some grounding. I don't know where you're at. What part of the country are you at, Gary?
I'm over in Oregon.
Oregon?
Yeah.
I would recommend that you go out and hug a tree.
Yeah.
I have got plenty out here.
Yeah, there's a meditation I use that someone told me, says sit down on the end of your bed and imagine your feet being rooted into the ground. What I've done is taken it one step further and go out and hug a tree and basically combine with the tree's roots, my roots, and then I connect to everybody's roots. So where I'm actually connected to the world again, but in a very positive way where people have a tendency to, it's like we all know each other now, so therefore we have a tendency to be more open, and you'll find that more people are more open with you as you go along. Which you don't really have that problem anyway, but it just, you'll feel the energy.
Okay, I already feel that one. That's a good one to do. I'll do that. Thank you.
You're welcome. And is there anything else you'd like to press a tone into?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, you get a chance.
That gives me a lot of fun.
Okay. I was just going to say, I'd love for you to call me. I'd love to have you on the show.
Right on.
Okay.
There you go.
So let me know. But thank you for calling. All right.
Thanks so much. I'm going back to the chat room. Bye.
All right. Bye. He's gone. Amazing how people just pop. Okay, where are we at? No, he's not. He's right there. Okay.
Area code 613. That's what you need to take.
613.
Yeah.
Do you know that person? Well, what I was going to do is I was going to take 626 first because I told her I would do that.
Okay.
And get that one on, then we'll go to 613.
All right, sounds great.
Okay, here we go. As soon as this switchboard quits pouncing around. All right, here we go. One more time. All right, here we go. Area code 626, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
My name is Melissa.
Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing lovely. Thanks for taking my call. Happy New Year, guys.
Thank you. You too.
My question is simple. I just want to know what you see for 2011 for me and Ben, my boyfriend.
Boy, Ben.
Ben.
No, I'm just saying Ben, very strong personality.
I feel your clash.
Melissa.
What is your name, dear?
Melissa.
Melissa.
Okay, I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you, first of all, I feel that you're Palladian, and let me explain. Palladians are very emotional and very sensitive. I feel like you're very loving and nurturing, and you need that back. If you don't get that back in return, you get very offended because you put yourself out there. So, I feel like you guys clash.
Well, I am a Cancer. I don't think that we clash because we're both Cancers and we're both like similar in so many ways. But
I don't feel y'all agreeing right now. Are y'all in an argument or of some sort?
We're in at a transition.
Okay.
It's not an argument. It's not an argument. It's just right now at this time we're at a transition, and I kind of put like the loving ultimatum up, you know?
Yeah, but you also get a really strong impression here of forgiveness, too, as well. Forgiveness seems to be one of the four things I keep getting coming to the front here, saying you need to just sit there and it's almost like dis what happened, as in the disagreement or the situation of where you're, we would say, clashing. But I keep getting, you should go right to the forgiveness part. And I don't get the impression it's not the ideal condoning. It's the ideal of letting that go in favor of you wanting to get what you want, which is the transition of, and him committing to you. You're both, because some people get this misconception that they want compatibility on all levels so they can see it, not realizing that that could actually keep you from going further with the relationship. Because I've done palm readings with people who wrote relationship compatibility palm readings. And the one thing I found out that people don't think they have a lot in common, but when you do palm readings and you start getting it deeper, or even a reading, some people can actually pick up on the things that you guys do have in common, but maybe one person has not been motivated to do it or never experienced or it just never came up, but they still have the, like I've seen people who are artists, painters, drawers, but they've never drawn a day in their life. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just has never been tapped into, and that's what I get here with the situation. But when I pick up on Ben, I still pick up on Ben as a very strong personality. Where he, it's like almost like he wants to dominate this relationship, and that could be a problem because you also want to be heard. You've put in there that you want something, and he's not really sure that he wants to give that to you because he's always weighing out everything of what he has to give up, when he should be looking at what he's going to gain by being with you, which he's actually gained a lot of perspective about himself by being with you. But for some reason, he doesn't take the time to look at that and look at you and see you for who you are. So that can be what could hold this back. So that you can have all this compatibility. It's like a personal trainer having all the information. If he can't communicate it to his clients, it's not worth anything because it can't be expressed and they can't utilize it. So in the situation here, I really feel like a strong thing, if anything about this situation can really go forward, is the idea of too many demands when it should be conversation and communicating with each other.
I wasn't I just kind of said it in the way that I told him. It was loving. It was well said. It was not like this or else. You know, I just kind of told you, you know, the moral of the message, or, you know, was basically, you know, I just can't do it anymore if it's going to be like that. But it was, you know, I didn't get, you know, I'm not, I can't force him to do anything, and I don't want to force him. I want him to want to do it. And so obviously he would know the consequences of not, then it just, you know, lovingly, we just have to kind of like, you know, both go our separate ways. And I just wanted to know what you feel his, you know, how his response, how is it going to play out?
Okay.
I'll be honest. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, Donnie. Melissa, can I be honest with you? I have to. I feel like he's offended, to be honest. I feel he's offended. I drew a card for you, and it says, positive thoughts create positive results. And it says, divine love and wisdom, I call upon you now. I know that my mind and emotions are eternal, internally and continuously connected to you. I ask my higher self to be aware and conscious of the love and light that is within every person and situation. I just feel he's offended.
But I don't know. I don't see how he would be, because nothing that I said is offensive. I'm not that type of person. I don't speak like that to him. We have a very good, major respect for each other, where we don't even cross that line. Nothing disrespectful ever comes out of our mouth to each other. It's always loving, even if it's angry, you know?
I think what she's trying to say is, she's trying to say that you have to look at it, because you're still looking at it from your perspective. You're saying that what comes out of your mouth is the way you present it to him, as in the loving, caring way. I understand that, but it's like trying to get you to a point of walking in his shoes and seeing it from his perspective, because he might have taken it the wrong way. And see, what she's saying in this situation, we're thinking that he took it the wrong way because of what, just the way things were going on. Not the way you put it, but there's something about him as well that he perceived it
in a different way than what you were trying to give it to him.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay.
But I just want you to understand, it's not a judgmental thing. What we're trying to do is get it down to the root of the whole thing, get this to the solution. So, because, I mean, in a way, you could look at the relationship of getting past these misconceptions and really have something good. It's just the idea of you have to learn, both of you, to walk in each other's shoes for a minute and just and quit assuming. So it's not a judgmental thing. It's just wanting to take a look at it from a different point of view. Because I get the situation as when I look at it, I keep getting four. That's four eyes looking within, but it's not the idea of the eyes themselves. It's the direction of looking at this thing in four different directions. And just kind of like opening yourself up to the situation, what it could be and the possibilities. And I understand you're tired of certain things, but and it's like he could be a part of it as well. But look
so
for solutions.
Do you feel this relationship being over, or how do you see it kind of?
Well, I get the message, no, it's not over. I just feel like that there are, cancers can have some strong personalities.
Got that right. Very, very strong. Especially if you're dealing with your partner is a cancer. That's two cancers together. That's very strong opinionated there. Very strong.
You can get a little territorial.
So what do you feel he will, you know?
I just feel like you guys need to sit down and have a conversation. I think you guys need to communicate with each other on exactly what your needs are and tell each other flat out the reason you're even going here is to really just to get back to making sure that you're on the same level. Because when I pick up on, you said his name was Ben, right?
Yeah.
When I pick up on Ben, for some reason, I pick up that you guys are not on the same level. And I feel like that by sitting down and communicating with each other, you could be. But there's too much assumptions that you think. And I want you to take it one step further and find out for sure. And I feel
okay.
Like by making that one step to sit down, you guys can proceed to go forward, but you need to understand, yes, you have two personalities here, but you also have another personality, which is called the relationship. You're nurturing each other, yourselves, but there's no nurturing getting to the relationship. That's why I feel like you need to sit down and communicate and figure that out. Why is it fine? Get back to the point where you was, not really go back to where you was, but figure out how you lost track along the way. Does that make sense to you?
Okay. Yeah, so when do you feel it will smooth out? When do you feel that will happen?
Well, I feel like here, this is the timing is depending upon you. I've always said this with relationships. Relationships, what happens in a relationship depends on the two people that are in it. Also, you got to think about the situation. I've also said this too. Do not bring any exes into this whole thing. Because the more exes you bring into a relationship, the more it exits out the relationship itself. So what you want to do
exits?
Is... Huh?
I didn't see you said don't bring more what?
So don't bring your exes into it.
Your exes, like ex-boyfriends, is that you mean?
Ex-boyfriends and ex-girlfriends. Like I said before, the more exes you bring into it, the more you ex out the relationship. So what I'm saying is, when you're sitting there talking to Ben, he's your significant other, and that's the only person you should be thinking about at that time. So if you have any thoughts that come in your mind that you're any kind of judgmental things, that you're based on an ex-boyfriend or what, you know, just an ex-situation, take it out of your mind. Because it's going to do more harm than good. And with the situation I pick up on, a lot of things are coming from the past that should be more focused on what's going on now and changing that. Ben has a tendency to, I feel like he's still judgmental.
He's not judgmental. He's a very nice guy. He's a very, very nice guy, to be honest with you. It's just, you know, going to the next step is a big step for anyone to take, you know. Like, it has a lot of factors, and I know that's what he's thinking about. And I feel like it's more financial than anything else, but I'm not sure.
I'm just saying with the situation, you know, when I say sit down and talk about it and discuss it, it's the idea of looking at the situation, relationships. Relationships based on love. Ain't nothing else in it. No jobs, no nothing, housing and all kind of stuff. That's just a spontaneous, automatic thing that you do when you get into a relationship. You should be looking at each other and say, okay, is this the person I want to spend the rest of my life with? And also the situation is you're not going to get to know each other. That's a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's just the idea of taking the time to say, okay, is this the person I want to do that with? But also,
mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, remember that when you're in a relationship, it's a lifetime commitment because it's a lifetime experience of getting to know each other. It's like you have him, you have you. That's two parts of the equation, but it's still a three because we have this entity or this life you created, which is the relationship itself. So in some ways, with the individuals focusing on these petty little things of jobs and finances and all that kind of, do I really want to do this? It's taking away from the relationship itself, and it's not being nurtured like it should. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Try to figure out, nurture each other. But like I've always said, when you're with somebody and he's spontaneously nurturing you and you're nurturing him, it's a two-way street automatically. You don't think about it. It just happens. And that also nurtures your relationship, so therefore it grows and matures and goes on. And that's what keeps your relationship alive. I'm just saying, you know, take that consideration. But also look up, these are like somewhat finances. That's an outside factor, which has no bearings on this relationship. There's more to it of insecurities and fears within both you. That's what's causing what's going on.
Okay.
So, Courtney, would you have anything else to add to that?
No, I really feel that there's, I know that you feel that there's no disagreements going on, but I just feel like he's going through some stuff right now that he doesn't understand what's going on with you two. I just don't feel like he does. I really don't.
So that's what I was saying about the setting. As soon as you get the phone, I would set up some time to sit down and talk. I see you're kind of holding off on some things right now, but I think you should definitely schedule a time to sit down and talk to each other as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Any other questions you'd like to ask before you go?
No. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thank you. Thank you for the call and Happy New Year.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Donnie, I have a chat question that she's been trying to get me to answer for about an hour. Do you mind helping me with this chat question?
Sure.
Okay, no. Just real quick. The question is, I want to know, I'm not going to say any names, but I want to know when you feel I will get a response back from my boyfriend to the message I responded back to on Wednesday. Let me scroll down. Okay. It was a message he had to think about, and will I get the response I desire?
I get the impression it's going to happen very quickly, but she's not going to get the response that she desires.
Right. I'm feeling this week, but it's not going to be something that she really wanted to hear.
But it's
going to
be definitely what she needs to hear. Because she's been,
yeah, you're right.
She's been living in, and don't take this the wrong way. It's just the idea you're living in a fantasy world because of what your expectations are about a relationship, and you're not really looking at what's going on between the two of you,
mm-hmm.
realistically. And it's right there in front of you saying, okay, I don't want to be that. But that's not a bad thing. But there's, I would say with her, by her hanging on to this whole thing, some of her needs are not being met because
mm-hmm.
of her decision and her actions, not the other person's. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense to me.
So we say this, I'm just saying, it's like going into thing and being in love with love and then not loving the person you're with, and when I come you're getting some kind of a bad reaction. Or like
right.
I say, tell somebody, this is my significant other. You're the most important thing in my life, and then treat them like second best and wondering how come you get a bad reaction. But in this situation, I feel like she's doing that with herself.
Right, yeah. All right, good. All right, great. Thank you. She says thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Okay, we're going to 613. You hear that, 613? Should we tease you? No, I'm just going to do that. Let's go. All right, guys. 613, welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, this is Aaron.
Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm phoning to ask for a starseed reading, Courtney.
Okay, I can't do those.
Don, if you want to give info after, you may.
Oh, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. And Victorian, you in the Victorian stage, 1812. And people think 1812. That's not Victorian. Well, it depends what part of the country you're in. Because if you were in the, I mean, Western days, if you think about it, if you went out in the West, people were in cowboy boots and it was the Wild Wild West. But if you go on the East Coast, they have the derbies and the kind of thing. So you figure, you know, you kind of think you're in two different lifetimes, when actually it was the same one. It was just depending where you was in the country at the time. So I get Victorian wearing those big hats, man, big hats on. And I was like, you used to complain because your neck hurt because the hat was too heavy.
Hmm.
Like you used to smack your husband around quite a bit too. Very forceful, but you never did in public.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the impression the person you're with, I feel like you're a very playful person anyway.
Hmm.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Do you smack your boyfriends on the ass?
No, no.
Come on, tell
us the
truth.
Once in a while. Fun. Yeah.
It's not, sometimes in a situation you got to realize it's not just because you do it doesn't mean you do it all the time. It's just that I saw it happening. And in, back in those days, you used to do it with your husband, but never in public. But you guys were very playful with each other. But when you're in public, you guys are like one of you were like one of those pictures we see all the time. You know something, it's crazy how people just go, I think he's on his radio show, so let's call him. Okay, thank you. Let's call the show, boys and girls. My daughter called the show the other day, and she was like, I don't have any questions, Dad, but I love you. That was kind of great, and she's like, and I showed it to her boyfriend, you got a question to ask? Come on, you're stupid. I'm like, okay, guys. Just don't do the arguing thing on the air, because you've got other people out here who want to sit there and do their little thing. But what I'm saying is, the picture I saw, it was very straight lace, okay? But when you guys were in private, it was chasing each other through your little mansion, chasing each other. I saw you wearing big dresses, but running around barefooted.
Hmm.
You are a very impressive woman when it comes to knowledge. You really have a tendency to sit down and look at situations and really study things, and you're very quick at it. And I feel like in some ways that past life comes up very strongly because you are the same as in that lifetime. I think you're more spiritually evolved now because you have a tendency to understand it. Just because people are not on the same wavelength or the same thinking, it has nothing to do with you. But back then you took it personal because you were a very intelligent woman, very smart. I get the impression that the reason your husband was so successful because of your intelligence with his business, and that's why you had all the things you did. But when you were in public and around his friends and stuff, they really put you down. I mean, you're a woman. And in those days, a woman was second class, if not a fifth class citizen who hanged out with the servants.
Hmm.
So you took that very offensively, and sometimes you still do. So that's a very strong one, Victorian. That came out, almost jumped out at me. So Courtney?
Thank you.
One time, Taylor just sent me a text message. She's at Outback eating chicken at Outback. I'm like, that's nice. I hadn't ate since like 12 o'clock this afternoon, and I'm starving.
Okay.
I'm going to kill her when she gets here. She's on her way. I'm going to kill her.
Okay. Courtney wants steak.
I'm trying
me
not
too.
To eat it because it's just not healthy for you.
Yes, but that's not the point. The point is you want it.
I know.
Craving, so, you know.
I want a piece of steak with fat on it.
We always want stuff we're not supposed to have.
And yeah, when Courtney eats too much red meat, she's really aggressive.
I'm aggressive, period. Let me tell you, I am very on the defense, and that's my Palladian side. That's just me. I'm very much.
Right.
I can't believe she's eating without me. I'm going to kill her. Okay, let's get back to the starseed reading. Okay.
Hey. I'm glad you came back. Okay.
Yeah, we got to talking about Outback. I love Outback. It's much better than Longhorn. All right.
Definitely, 100%.
Okay, I've got a couple questions for you because I'm having a hard time discovering if you're this, or are you both? I have both of my charts out. Actually, I have three charts out, so I'm really feeling you're a mixture of three, but I feel that you could be Arcturian, Orion, and Vega, or Vegan. mix. Let me explain. Let me ask you a couple of questions.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you're a mixture. Okay. I feel that you're a very good storyteller. I feel that you,
yeah,
the friends that you have, you need alone time with them. You have a great deal of energy, mental and tangible. I feel like you, don't take this the wrong way, but I feel like you don't have a lot of relationships because that's just not your forte, so to speak. I feel like you're very passionate in what you do. You give your heart to it, and you're very upbeat. You don't like to openly discuss your emotions. I feel like you, you do when a corner, you will avoid it and bring up another subject just so you don't have to talk about it. Would any of this make sense to you?
All of it.
Okay, so we now have discovered that you are Arcturian, and I was feeling it. That's my first choice, and then I feel that you're Orion and then Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So Arcturian. So you're definitely Arcturian.
I could be all three.
Marcy.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, and then my next thing is, let me ask you a couple of questions. You have a hard time gaining self-esteem sometimes within yourself, so that you examine each and every person that you come across. I feel that from time to time, you tend to size people up. You love nature, though. You love to tease. You love
very much
to frown. You love to joke. You can be very impatient, though, when you're not stimulated mentally, emotionally, and intellectually. You very much lose patience. You have a good, really good sense of humor. You can be somewhat of a strong and opinionated personality, and you tend to ask a lot of questions, a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so with that being said, does any of that make sense to you?
It certainly does.
Well, there you go. Orion and Arcturian.
So did you like that past life experience there for a second?
Yes.
I still keep getting this impression with bare feet. Fascination, so. Which is good. I just feel like people who are barefooted are just more grounded people because they want that to be grounded more so they don't wear shoes. They like to. They're very in tune with nature as well.
I actually don't wear high heel shoes because I like to know my feet are flat on the ground.
Yes, and free. And
yeah.
Don't take the wrong way. I feel like you don't like to be constricted with clothes at all, to be honest.
She has her times.
It could be both ways. It could be both ways. it just depends.
It's okay.
But I do like to dress up in period clothing if I ever get the chance.
Mm-hmm.
And I do love being in my pajamas, too. So in between.
That's a good thing. I feel like in some ways you found balance in a lot of things. So
something wrong with that. Is there anything else you'd like to ask before you go?
Is there any other messages that I should hear? Because I'm open to hear whatever I...
Okay. Right when you said that, I'm sorry, I have to tell you, I feel like there is a female energy coming around. Is there someone that's passed on the female side, the younger side?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Don't say anything else. I don't want you to, or I don't want, nor do I need you to tell me anything. I feel that there is a very, she's not really, really young, but she's young. I feel that she is a female, and I want you to know she is always around you and always thinking of you. And she sends much love, and she wants you to do something with flowers. There's something that you have not done in a while with flowers or gardening or vegetables or something outside. I don't know what this is about plants or flowers, but I'm getting, tell her to finish the flowers. Tell her to finish that. I don't know what that is about. But this is something about a younger female energy. Do you get anything on that, Donnie?
Actually, I've been pulled into a different direction, so I'm not... I'm not picking that up per se, but I keep picking up on her grandmother. I get this impression of a woman who has a tendency to slap and be very in your face. I kept on actually seeing the word grandmother. So, I would say, I don't know. For some reason, I get the impression both your grandmothers have passed.
Yes.
Okay, I keep getting the one on your mother's side.
She's very not, when I say nonchalant,
it's just, she's kind of laid back in a kind of ways, but she had this tendency about herself. She had a temper that she hardly ever showed, but when she did, it would be like a slap in the face.
Huh. It might have been my great-grandmother, maybe, that I don't know, but
well,
my mother would.
Right, but I'm just saying, with her mother being that way, it was something, because it's like with, like for me, with the situation in my family, I call myself a fourth generation psychic. Now, just because the first three generations don't acknowledge it, doesn't mean they don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of things with some of the people that are in your life, like your grandmother, there's some things you don't know about her because you didn't spend 24/7 with her.
Mm-hmm.
So there was times that when she would get angry with your grandfather, it would be like a snap in your face, very straight, right, this is what it is, cut you like a knife kind of thing. But you might see it every 10 years.
Okay.
So,
how does
this
younger female... I'm sorry, Donnie. Go ahead, hon.
No, it's just that she's with you. I feel... When I see her hands on your shoulders, standing behind you as support. And she wants you to know that because you don't know that. She's been talking to you, and there are certain things that come to you as in ideals and inspirations that you're not sure about, you don't follow through with, and she's saying the reason you don't is because you don't trust where it came from. Now I'm telling you where it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
So
it's me. I got you on my shoulders. She does come off as, in this energy that I see, she comes off as your grandmother. I think the reason I see the word grandmother, I think it has association with what she's picking up as younger, that she's not really, really young, but she is a young woman.
Young at heart, maybe.
Right. And I get the combination because you were sort of talking about blonde, right? Courtney? Is it
yeah.
a blonde lady? Yeah. This
yeah.
Is
blonde is brown.
Yeah, I get this with this one because it might be your great-grandmother, but I also feel like it's a trait that's there's certain things about your great-grandmother and your grandmother and your mom that they all have the same thing in common.
Yeah.
So it's like it would also explain why you have
They're
a certain
type.
Yeah. And you have a certain type of temper, too. I think it's one of those things that travel down the generation. I also feel like when you're angry, you're more intuitive.
Oh.
So, yeah. So, would you like to ask anything? Is there anything else? Or I would definitely say get some more information about your grandmother. Because that's why I keep getting pulled, too.
Okay. Unfortunately, everybody's gone that could give me the information. So.
That might be so, but I feel like here in the next 6 months, you're going to run into somebody who's going to get that information for you.
Okay.
It's an old male friend of the family. I almost get the impression your grandmother had an affair with him. So. Yes, it only happened once.
Hey, Donnie,
important.
I'm gonna go grab some water real quick. I'll be right back.
Okay, no problem. And are you still with us?
I am, yes.
Okay, so would there be anything else you would like to ask? Because, I just get there's a lot of stuff here to ponder over and to reflect with yourself as well. So check that out.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And I would definitely recommend that you get a past life regression or even past life if you would. I feel like it would really help you out because I feel like there's lingering lifetimes that need to be looked at with certain situations in your life right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Great show, Don.
Oh, thank you. You have a great night. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Also, did I get the right one? Uh-oh. So, Courtney, if you're listening, I think I hit the wrong... This thing jumps around all the time. And I hit the wrong freaking button. So please, if you find that you come back and we're not there, just call back in. What we're going to do here is get to the next caller. But I wanted to sit and tell everybody what I saw about past lives, regressions, and past life readings. I do private readings, so if you give me a call. Right now we have a special going until the end of February, which is $10 for an hour and $5 for a half hour for calling into the show. And if you get referred by somebody in the show,
$45 an hour and $25 for a half hour. And my normal rate for everybody who goes to my website, it's $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. But right now we're doing a $10 special for an hour and $5 for a half hour here on the show. So definitely call in. Take advantage of that whole thing just because you called the show. Now, like, to get a hold of me, my number is 937-838-6337. That number again is 937-838-6337. If you have a child who's very gifted and you know how to deal with that situation and you want some help with that, please give me a call on that whole thing too, because I've actually wanted to really specify that on that this year to help more people, because it's a very powerful year. So give me a call. Like I said, the number is 937-838-6337, or contact me through my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. That again is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. And with the situation of Desiree, who is no longer my co-host, you can also contact her as well. She does great angel readings, and very nice lady. And you can contact her at 818-200-7431. The number again is 818-200-7431. Or contact her through her website, which is adoredangel.yolasite.com. Let's go back and take some more calls. And here we go. And we'll try it again. Let's click, click. All right. Area code 281. You're on the air. And welcome to the show. And what's your name?
Hi, this is Susan. How are you doing?
Hi, Susan. How are you?
Okay. Yeah, I just
cannot
had a few...
believe it. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I just had a few questions.
Sure. Go ahead.
One is about relationship. The other one is about job. I was wondering if sometime soon you see me getting a permanent position. Since 2009, I've been working these temporary positions. Some last pretty long, maybe like 10 months. But it's, you know, and I do a real good job, and they always like me, and they even call to come back. So it's been real good in terms of the job went well, the people like me, I have references, blah, blah, blah. But I'm really looking for a permanent position. Do you see that coming up? Like, for example, this week I just started a new temp job. And, I mean, I do like the people there. But it's just not really what I want to do. It definitely is beneath my skills, but it does bring me some money, you know.
Well, I understand what you're saying. No,
it's not horrible. It's just not what... It's just something temporary. And I'm... I was also wondering how long you see this temporary job that I've started, how long that might last. Hopefully not too long.
2 months, maybe?
2 months?
Yeah. Maybe.
That long?
Maybe that long. I mean, the one that came in my head really quick was two. But then also I get the impression with the, how would you put this? When I focus on what you're talking about and what's going on and those kind of things, The word temporary keeps popping out. That's like it's messing with your subconscious mind to keep
it
from to find something. And I think that I was in Florida and I did the same thing. I was working for a job spot labor place where you get paid every day.
Yeah.
And I sit there and ask my angels. I said I'm working at what do they call that thing? It's like it's a dump. It's garbage and that kind of stuff. A landfill.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt like it was really being dangerous to work out there anymore, so I asked. And all of a sudden, I stopped working out of that job agency, and I was like, I wonder why that happened. But what happened was it was leading me to something else. I remember going home that one day, and I'm like, didn't get a job, so there must be something up. So, you know, basically lead me in the right direction of what's really going on. So I did, and then in the process of doing that, I was reading a book, and a card fell out.
Uh-huh.
And something told me to call that number, and next thing I know, I had a job in 20 minutes, which I had for over 6 months, which took me away from a dangerous place that I was working at, which was good money, too, but you know, that wasn't my concern. It was the idea I wanted to be healthy, too.
Right.
Courtney.
Yeah?
Okay. I'm sorry, I actually hit the wrong button. This thing jumps around all the time. I'm sitting there going, click. I said, oh, no. That for some reason, that button worked just really fine. The other ones were like, give me a problem. So, sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, it's the idea of listening to your guidance to get you away from the situation, but that word temporary is sticking with you because that's all you're getting is temporary, and it seems like they're getting shorter and shorter. And I just feel like the reason they're getting shorter and shorter because they want you to go into a different direction. But you, in some ways, temporary is it's nerve-wracking, but you keep focusing on that's what you need to do, and they keep telling you, no, that's not what you need to do. You need to focus more on what you really want. This is sustaining you, like you said. But I really feel like you, 2 months ago, you're past sustaining yourself, and you want to really make a mark on the world right now.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a six-month thing, but I also have to caution you. The reason I keep picking up 6 months is because you really haven't made a definite decision what that is, and I feel like there's something right underneath your nose that you just need to follow through with that keeps pulling you in that direction. And what I mean by that is...
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, I was just going to say, when I was in Florida selling ADT security systems to make extra money to get my this kind of business back on, that it was amazing. I never sold any security system, but I seemed like every time I'd walk in someone's house, I was doing readings. So it was basically pointing things out to me and saying, you're in the wrong area. And I had this older lady said she was missing her husband because he'd passed on. And I told her, I said, well, he's not really passed on. He's still hanging out with you in the kitchen. And you guys have some really great talks. And she's like, we do. And I sit there and talk to her, and she goes, I'm sorry, honey, but you're in the wrong business. So they were talking to me and saying, you need to get back and do what you're doing. Instead of looking at the money part, look at what you're doing. And then by that, things will take care of themselves. In this situation here, you're focusing on a lot of things when you should be focusing on yourself. I mean, really, honestly, when was the last time you really took some time for yourself?
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, so see, in order to be successful, you have to be successful with yourself, which means take care of your needs and wants as well. Not just the world. The world keeps telling you that you have to be responsible, and in the sense of that responsibility, you've actually compromised it a couple of times, and then something came in afterwards, which made you mad. When what it was telling you was, it still came along because that's what you knew, but you still kept yourself in something as you call security.
Mm-hmm.
When you still could have took advantage of the situation because it still presented itself. So that means you go from one to the other. I've always said when you get into a situation, you have a eureka moment that says, okay, you know now that you've gone the wrong direction, and you've learned your lesson because that's what you were supposed to learn. That you made the wrong direction. Now they're correcting the path. As soon as that realization happens, it's done. But a lot of times with the human self, we'll sit there and say that responsibility kicks in and said, no, we got to keep doing this until, and I guess we create our own end. When actually the angels are saying no, as soon as you make that realization, it's over. It's done. So please.
So I think what you're telling me is just stop going with these temporary agencies.
Yeah, because every time you put yourself in there, you're reinforcing the word temporary. And you're looking for something really permanent right now.
Yes, I am, but I have been
career.
Seeking. I still have been seeking something permanent, but nothing permanent seems to come to me.
That's changed. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just heard, tell her it's changing. It's changing.
It is changing?
Yes.
You say you see a change in that coming to me.
Yes, May, late May, early,
June.
Late May, yeah. I did draw a card for you. I don't mean to interrupt you, Donnie, but I did draw a card for you. It says, I give any worries, cares, and concerns to you. This is Archangel Michael cards. And it says, I give any worries, cares, and concerns to you in exchange for true peace in all ways. Thank you for resolving this, whatever situation you're going through, in a divinely perfect way. So it's coming. It's definitely coming.
Okay, when you say it's coming, you mean a permanent...
Yes. Yes.
A permanent job. So you're saying in the spring you see me getting a permanent... position.
Yeah, late spring, early summer. Because I would say... I keep getting around... It could be end of May, but I keep getting... It could be about the 21st of June.
Okay.
Yeah, that could change. I really feel like that could change by you changing, because it's like
Do you see it involving a move? Because really and truly, intuitively, I feel like I have lived where I've lived since the early 90s.
Oh, yeah, you're ready for change. You're big time ready for change.
I am, and I really, I really do need to move. I mean, I live in a very, very big city.
What's your connection with West?
I'm sorry, what?
West. I'm hearing West. What is that about?
It means for me to relocate West.
I'm feeling West.
Yeah, that's better for me?
I feel you'd be more grounded.
If I relocate and go West.
Yes.
Yeah, relocate and go west, even if it's just west of where you're living at right now. But I feel like,
Do you mean west, like it could be anywhere west, like another state?
Out west.
I get three states. I get Kansas, Colorado, and Iowa. I would go more, for some reason I keep getting more toward Kansas.
But see, I'm in Texas.
I know.
So Kansas, Colorado is a little west of me, but Iowa and Kansas is not.
Mm-hmm. Right. Sometimes in situations when I see these things, the ideal direction on traveling, if you really sit there and look at the way you're going to travel when you go there, you might end up going west. Even go to the places you're thinking are not west. I remember riding the bus one time and going somewhere. And I'm going to Ohio from Maryland, where you're supposed to go west. But for some reason, something came to me about going north. Well, for some reason, the bus that we had taken went to Michigan. I don't know why. It just did. It was definitely way out of the way, but it still happens. So sometimes when you get directions, that kind of thing, they can be thrown off because of they're taking into consideration that human transportation has a tendency to go things with and do things that are just not logical.
Right.
But they do happen.
So do you see this move as this year?
Late November.
Yeah, I was going to say it comes after the job.
Okay. So it sounds like if I get the permanent job here where I'm at now, but leads to a move, right?
Yeah, because I get transfer.
Okay, all right.
So that might actually open up some leeway, too, about the traveling thing, about how and why, when it's the ideal being part of a job, which I guess you would say those things would be taken care of.
Okay, well, I also wanted to know if, relationship-wise, if you ever see somebody new coming in.
I just want to say something real quick to everybody out there who's on the queue. If you guys all be patient, and even if we go up the air, I'm sticking around and Courtney's going to walk.
I'll be here.
Okay. All right. And then we'll just keep taking calls and we'll get to everybody. Okay. We're going to try to do what we can. So this is the first time we've ever really had this many people come in. So this is great. Don't get me wrong. I love this. And we're going to try to get to everyone. So hang in there. And if you want to still call in, the number here is 646-721-9031. So the question's about a significant other coming in.
Yeah.
Lover. You know, when I pick up the thing with you, I keep getting you're a very natural counselor. It's like you are a natural counselor. Many people benefit from your guidance and reassurance. You have a thing about the way you say things to people has a healing effect, and you should think about that. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, well, I try to do that normally with people anyway. I like people to feel good around me. I like that when I, you know, work with people and make sure that we, you know, I get along with everybody and you know, I just kind of have a caring spot about others, and if there's something that I see that they need in terms of healing, I'll give it to them.
I just feel like you could have a really nice career doing that.
Career in counseling?
Well, yes. And it could be many forms. I'm just saying, you know, the ideal, the whole thing, it's just...
Meaning, like, you could be in management, but you manage in a counseling way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, counseling comes in many forms.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, when you put yourself in those positions, no matter what format it's in, you always feel like you're giving back.
Yeah.
And it's like, and everything else in your life has a tendency to fall into place. And right now with relationships, I don't see anything coming in until... It would probably be the time you move, but I would also say that
after you move?
I'm here after latter part of the year. Right now, you need to really take time to be with yourself. There needs to be some cleansing and grounding.
Yes, yeah, so you also have some experiences that you use for your nurturing. That you're a great nurturer, and some of those experiences you need to let go of. So I feel like that's something that's coming up here in this next month of realizations of certain things you need to let go of.
Realization of things I need to let go of.
They're going to start coming to the forefront, especially around the time you get this job, because you're going to be really happy. And I have noticed this before, that when you're really happy and you're really, things are going good, certain issues have a tendency to come to the forefront because they feel like you need to deal with them then because you're in a good mood. So
you're saying this new job, this permanent job that I get, is going to make me happy. It's going to be something I want to do.
It's not going to make you happy. You're going to be happy with it because you're going to be doing what you've always wanted to do in some kind of format. So you're going to feel like when you go into it, you feel like, aha, this is it.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
So it's like, I guess you would say, like I was saying before, you get the eureka moment of finding what, we're always looking for that purpose. Same thing I had myself when I started doing this. It was like just really falling into it, and things just kind of fell into place really quickly.
Okay.
And that's what I feel like with this, because like I said before, I really feel firmly with this whole thing that timing is not written in stone. It has to do with you, of letting down your resistance to get these things, and they come in. The more you let down the resistance, the quicker you get these things because they feel like you're ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
They still present these things to you sometimes when you think you're not ready for it, but they think you are. So that's why I always tell people, it might not make no sense to you now when certain things happen or fall in your lap, but just follow through with them. Because it definitely, by living it, will definitely make sense.
Okay, so you feel like things are going to start getting better for me, start picking up here, a little down the road here.
Yes, because I got counselor, but the next card I got was victory. Your prayers have been heard, they've been answered, have faith.
Okay.
I mean, how much more? Because the next card out is leadership. That's why you're going to feel happy in the position, because you're going to feel like for a long time it's been like, I don't know. But then you're going to be like in the situation of leadership. You know, it's basically it's time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. So you see the counselor thing. It doesn't matter what, like you're talking about different formats and that kind of stuff. It's still you're in a position of helping and guiding and leading people in the direction they need to go in, because they're coming to you. Nobody else. You know, what I would do in a situation like this, these are my Archangel cards. I would sit there and focus and work with Archangel Gabriel, because that's the one that comes up on this card. And then the ideal Archangel Sanderpin, you know, focusing on that one as well.
Gabriel and who is the other one?
Sanderpin. Sandalfin. I'll spell that for you. It's S-A-N. God, I lost my track on that one. It's S-A-N-D-A-L-P-H-O-N.
Okay.
And then the counselor angel was the angel of Azrael. That's spelled A-Z-R-A-E-L. I've always seen that angel as the angel of ascension, but if you think about it, counseling and helping people, ascension can be anything. Ascension of past pains, past guilt. Same thing with the death card. When I see the death card, it doesn't always mean of cutting loose of everything. It's just the ideal of certain things need to be laid to rest.
Okay.
And that's the thing here. It's like I've always said this before. If people could actually have their baggage where it's actually a bag with rocks in it or a suitcase with rocks in it, I guarantee you wouldn't carry it for very long.
Right.
But with you, I feel like the situation, there's no judgmental thing about it, but I see anchors. That's what I see. I don't see baggage as in bags and suitcases. I see them as anchors, and the anchors chained to your back, which has got you pretty much rooted into the past. And they're just trying to help you break that loose to move forward.
You're saying right now you see too many anchors around me.
No, you said that. I only saw one.
Okay.
That, come on, I don't want to make this any more than what it is. It's just an anchor that's keeping you where it is. So you're definitely, you're trying to move forward. I can see you moving forward, moving forward, moving forward. That chain is just like, I don't think so. Boom. So, you know, one other angel I would work with is Archangel Michael to cut that loose.
Michael. Okay.
Michael. Ask him to help you cut loose all the etheric cords and psychic attachments. Because
okay.
You really get mentally attached to people as well.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Whew.
All right. Is there anything else you need to tell me, anybody?
No, I don't have any more for you. I just want you to listen to your angels, too.
All right. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, and you have a great night. Thank you for the call.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Like I told everybody out there, please hang in there. As long as I'm serious, as long as you're still in the queue, we're going to get to you, and we're going to keep going forward. And I just want to tell everybody, thank you for calling into the show, and it's been a great show. And thank you, Courtney, for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been a pleasure, and I'd definitely like to work with you some more.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And I guess my next thing would say, just go to another caller. I always tell in case we run out of time, I'm in the middle of a reading, I don't want to cut the reading in half. I just want to thank everybody out there, like I said before, but also may God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Just do your little thing, okay? So we'll go on to our next caller. Next caller, 770. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hi, good evening. My name's Kari.
Kari, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
So,
Go
ahead.
Well, if anything comes up with past lives or the starseed reading, I think I was told once before what my starseed planet might be, but I have a question in regards to my son, which I'd like to ask. He just turned 16 a week ago. And,
very indigo. Very indigo.
Yes. Very. He's very strong. He has such a protector. He wants to serve and protect. He wants the military or law enforcement. He's struggling in school. Even in.
You know why? You know why he's struggling? I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have to tell you. You know why he's struggling? Because he doesn't understand why. What he feels and what he senses and what he does, he doesn't understand why it's not accepted.
Okay? Right.
He's very indigo, and that would definitely fall into having a little bit of ADD or learning disability to some degree.
Right.
I will say that I feel he's very Palladian, but also Orion. With you, I feel that you are Palladian and Sirian.
Okay. I think Palladian is what I've heard been told before.
Yeah. So you're very loving, emotional, sensitive, caring, kind, but can be a little bit of on the defensive side and a little bit on the emotional side and cry when just to cry. Joyful, sad, anger, it doesn't matter. But that's my take.
Great. Well, now my question, too, is he has a new girlfriend. He's on a one-month date with her this evening. I'm having a little trouble with his choice, and it's, again, someone that he feels he's helping.
That's the problem.
And he feels that he's going to be a good influence for her, and I've tried to explain how that could become imbalanced, but I worry about the negative that she might bring him down.
You know, stop right there. Don't worry about that. He knows what he knows himself. He will not let this person influence him. So whatever she's going through as far as her negative stuff, don't worry. It's okay. He will not, you know, take on any of that. He will not take on any of the influences or the actions that she possesses. And she's got a lot of growing up to do, a lot of learning, but just let your son... Let him do what he needs to do, as long as he's not hurting himself. You know what I mean?
I don't feel like this is anything to worry about. I really, really don't. He is smart enough, and he uses his intuition every day. He does. So I feel that he does know what's right and wrong, and really go by it as far as intuition wise.
Right, and that's what he says. He's basically what he says he's doing, and I've counted on that. I've had a few letdowns, but I've counted on that, so that's good confirmation to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I also get the impression you're a very happy Egyptian. You were an outsider, but you're very happy about your position. I also get the impression that you were a man in Egyptian style, where you were actually part of actually building the Great Pyramid.
Oh.
And I also felt like you felt like it was a great honor. I see about 300 people around you working, maybe a little bit more. I also see the chisel in your hand, so therefore you were one of the carvers, very talented, very artistic. But you had a tendency to, reason you was a loner, because you had a tendency to be a little detailed and a perfectionist.
Okay.
I will also say this too. You also worked on the Sphinx, and you put in, you can take this any way you want to, but this is the way it comes to me. The reason the nose fell off the freaking Sphinx is because you messed up and put a crack in the one side, and it fell off about 100 years later. So don't take it the wrong way. It was just part of the time and what you were working with that it seems in some ways that one crack is, I guess you would say, has had a crack on you as well, because you see this imperfection with yourself and a lot of things, and you shouldn't do that. And you're just not really looking at your talents in some ways in this lifetime as well. I understand the ideal sacrifice and what you've done, and I keep getting a lot of sacrifices there with your son as well. You sacrifice yourself too much, to the point where sometimes you don't know what you can give him because of letting. Not, I guess you would say the idea of not spending a lot enough time with yourself, you've kind of lost touch with that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
So it's saying that you're seeing a lot of things through your son, but you have a tendency to also make sure he doesn't make the same mistakes, but you don't give him a chance to.
Okay.
He's very talented, and you feel beneath a lot of people, and for some reason, sometimes you feel the same way with him, but you feel like he's more talented than you are. That's not true. And what it is, it's the ideal of losing track of oneself. You don't realize the potential that you have. So therefore, like I said before, don't take this the wrong way, but you're being a hindrance to him in his development, which means he's not as advanced as far as you think he does, but he's getting there. But also the same thing of working together and being in a state of playfulness, okay? You're really too serious. You would also notice that you are very talented as yourself. You're very intuitive. That's where he gets it from.
Okay. I'm trying to work with that some more and work on that, especially at this time and year that we're in.
You know, where's your father at right now? Your father.
He passed away about 13 years ago.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, the way it comes to me is you should know where he's at. And that means right now, where is he at? I get a strong presence with you where he's with you. And I also I get this a lot with guys. I don't know if it's going to be like hanging out in kitchens or what. But I get a very strong connection, a kitchen connection between you and him. The last time I said that to somebody, we found out that she actually had her father's chair in the kitchen. And he was sitting in it. So I'm just saying, with that situation, the Egyptian, you need to understand that you made some mistakes. I feel like he was also snuffed out because of an accident where you were crushed by a stone. And that there was a very honor that was going on. Because you was not a slave. You were a worker. Okay? It was a very gift to you to be able to do that. Tufu. Khufu. I keep seeing, sometimes I see these things and trying to pronounce them, but I keep getting that one, which I think he was actually the one who was associated with the Great Pyramid, and that's a connection with you as well. I would definitely recommend that you check out that time. I'm getting between 25 and 26 BC, 2600 BC, I'm sorry. You also should also check out some time I'm getting 1976, 1977 BC. Those are very phenomenal times in the Egyptian time. I feel like he was there at least three times. And for some, I just feel like if you check out the history itself, it's going to stimulate some of your memory. That you're going to start picking things up on your own as well. And it seems like it's very important because what's going on, because your son is your son, and he's been your son for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
You were together at least in those three lifetimes as well, and it's like there's a sense of loss when you lost what you had in those Egyptian times, and it's the connection that you had with your son where you were like always on the same level, always together, always doing certain things. And I just feel like a lot of things are going to come up out of that, and you need to take a look at those things. I also see a very strong connection to a handkerchief.
Hmm.
I almost got the sense that you got allergies. Or maybe they're telling me I should blow my nose. Okay. I'm not really sure. Courtney. So, this is just... It's crazy, isn't it?
Can you hear me?
Is that Courtney?
Yeah, sorry about that. Hey, my door, and I was like, oh my gosh, they are. Oh, mercy.
No, I'm just picking a lot of things up with her and that kind of thing, but I feel like she should be. You have to take a step back with your son and let him be who he is, because he is. He does know what he's going to do with the situation. I would say that it is not a good thing in the situation of trying to go into helping somebody that you're in a relationship with, because it kind of gets you too close where you have a tendency not to see things. He's very powerful. He's very strong. And I feel like in the situation, it could be a little overwhelming. But he needs to be tested to actually get stronger. I mean, I've been in situations myself where it's one of those things of putting it out there and didn't get it, and being a therapist too, and it doesn't work. But in the same context, you did see some differences with the people when they walked away, and they seemed to find something out of that nurturing that they got when we were together. So I get the same thing with this one as well. So just let it be what it is. She is a woman who is in dire need of a lot of healing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing bad about the whole thing. She realizes that he's just part of it. The other part's her.
Yeah,
right.
Yep.
How about you, Courtney?
Well, I'm going to draw a card real quick.
I wanted to draw one, too. I got so caught up in what I was picking up on.
Well, me and Taylor went out the other day and bought these wonderful Archangel Michael cards, and I love them. Love them. It says, your home is protected by angels. Archangel Michael, thank you for watching over my home and my inhabitants. I ask that you post guardian angels at each window and door, ensuring its security. Thank you for guiding my finances so that I can easily afford to pay my rent, mortgage, and taxes.
Whose cards are those?
I'm sorry?
Whose cards are those?
Those are Doreen Virtues, which I'm okay with her. She's all right. A lot of people love her. I don't love her. She's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's bad, man. I like woman myself, too. I'm just kidding. I like her, too, but it's one of those things that come into a phase. And it's kind of amazing, too, when we get information from people, because I was sort of focusing on, I wonder what those Archangel Michael cards are like, and then you bring them into the forefront, so I'm like, okay, now I know. They seem pretty nice, because what I was attracted to was because my favorite color is green, so I've always been attracted to Archangel Raphael, and then she just recently came out with those Raphael cards, too, as well. So, if you ever get a chance to check those out, if you want to share what they're all about, let me know, Courtney. With the situation...
I didn't know. You look like you were leaving.
I lost track. Okay, the lady we were talking to, what is your first name?
Kari.
So with the situation at hand, I got my cards were like this. Outdoors, you need to go out and hug a tree as well. You really need to go outside. You need to really deal with some fresh air and clear your head. Right. And I just feel like when you do that, you're going to get a lot of creative ideas and things you should do. Even a different perspective on how to deal with this, because I feel like with the second card, it's basically saying that overcoming difficulties. So basically what it's saying to me is the worst is now behind you. So therefore, you are surmounting any previous challenges because of what you've gone through. So it's getting easier and easier. But it's also to realize that too as well. And then listen. I get clairaudient. Notice the loving guidance you hear inside your mind and from other people. So your son's also, it's like you and your son are like teachers and student, which goes back and forth. For a while you'll be the teacher and he's the student, and then it goes back and forth where he's the teacher and you're the student. You're learning from each other. So, you know, listen to that. Pay attention to what's going on, because you're going to see him go through things that you didn't think he could do, which shows you the strength that he has. And to have a respect for that. I'm not trying to, I mean, I know how to be a parent and you want to butt in. But I'm just saying, listen to your guidance and don't go charging it. You want to save him, but he doesn't need to be saved. There's going to be some situations he's going to fall flat on his face, but you're going to see some strength of him that's going to throw you off a little bit because you didn't realize how strong he was already. And I think when I say teaching and learning, is the idea to listen to that too and tap into your own strength and realize how strong you are as well. Let things flow again.
Mm-hmm. Well, that sounds sound and good advice, and that is what he keeps telling me. Do you get a sense of, as far as school, that we will at least be able to get him through, or he will be able to get himself through high school, okay?
Yeah. It's like, look at the situation of focusing on success as he does with her or anybody else. He also has the need to do that with himself. But you have to understand that you have, in some ways, done that yourself. So he's just repeating what you've done. So therefore, the reason I say change and flow and go with the whole thing, set an example, and he's going to learn too that setting an example is just being and doing who you are, and people will take that instead of, because sometimes people, when you sit there and speak to them and they think you're trying to change them, they will shut down, they will not listen. But people have a tendency to take it in quicker when they see someone who's actually living it.
Right.
Okay. So I'm just saying, understand the source. He's doing a lot of things that you do too. And you change that, he will change that. You guys are that connected.
Okay, well, that's great. I really appreciate it. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
What's the end part of your email address, after the app?
Who are you talking to, honey? Me?
I think I've got, Courtney, I think I wrote yours down, but Journeyman, I don't think I've got yours after the at.
Oh.
After the X.
Oh, it's Psychic X Journeyman. If you're talking about my website,
mm-hmm, yes,
that's psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com.
Yolasite?
Yeah, yolasite.com.
How do you spell that?
Yolasite.
Okay, I hadn't heard that one before. Okay.
It's
well, thank you both very much.
You should really. Okay, what I was going to say. Just check it out, and when you call, I'll be glad to work with you.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Thank you, and good night. Okay.
Good night. Bye. Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Okay, next one.
All right.
Area code 561, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, this is Lena from Florida. How are you?
Lena from Florida. I'm great. How are you?
Good.
How are you, Courtney? You doing good?
I'm hanging in there. I'm getting a little tired. But
okay.
What you have for me?
You got a lot of things going on in your life. Have we talked before?
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, chaotic. It's like the chaotic life. And I'm sort of going, chaotic is a hard word to say for me because of the energy that you have associated with that. You are, gosh, you know, it's like you look at the situation, and sometimes I don't understand why I've talked to you before, that you're this awesome person, and you don't believe that. So you have a tendency to attract chaos because of the chaos you give yourself. Does that make sense?
Yes, and because it's so acceptable, because you've always dealt with it, and you think it's okay. And I was
brought up in a very chaotic family, and I married a very chaotic man.
Well, now it's time to say they don't exist no more, so therefore, what am I going to do?
Mm-hmm.
Create that. I mean, I'm serious. It's like you might want to try a technique that I've done with my angels where I've actually gone back to past life experiences in this lifetime and said, okay, I'm going to make a different decision now. So instead of being with a certain person, I changed my mind and went in a different direction. Now, realistically, you're not going in a different direction, but then again, you are, because that time does not exist anymore. So therefore, by making that choice, you should ask yourself, since I can do that, then it shouldn't be that hard to let go of.
Because I'm even finding some of the people I had as friends, I'm trying to let go of, and they just, for some reason, don't want to let go of me. You know what I mean? I want to let go of them.
Well, then take the proper procedures and do that. Yeah, I mean, work with Archangel Michael and Raphael. Ask Michael to cut those cords and all those attachments. No matter, this is my prayer. I always say, Archangel Michael, help me cut the etric cords and the emotional attachments to everything and everyone, even the ones I cannot see and I don't know there. I'm giving you permission to cut everything loose and to continually tell me that when I need to do this, because it's got to be a continuous basis because of the attachments that you've collected. Plus, you keep thinking about these things. And I know sometimes it's hard to let go of people and situations and that kind of stuff because in some ways you think that you're being disrespectful, but you're also scared it's going to come back. You don't realize, like, hanging on to it, you're reaffirming it, and it's going to come back. So you're trying to keep that from happening. And you don't want to manifest in any kind of shape or form. You want to let go and tell yourself that you deserve that. And that's what I'm saying before. It's like attachment there saying you don't feel like you deserve that. So also work with Raphael to heal that emotion, to heal that hanging on to. But also when Michael helps you cut loose of everything, it's also great to have Raphael there to help you heal and get to situation. But a lot of times people don't understand with Raphael, he's not just the angel of healing, he's also the angel of abundance. You know, and I've seen this myself before. When you let go of attachments and all these emotional electric cords, they have a tendency to keep doors shut. And when you cut those loose, I've seen a big gain in my financial life where more doors opened up because of me dealing with emotional things and people and situations and relationships. Just even with my drowning accident I had when I was 10 years old, I still found guilt that I had because of the situation. So, you know, the reason that's why we talk to people about past lives, sometimes we go back to a situation, but not just in a past life, but in the past in this life. So they're very important to realize that. And with your situation, you still have to come to the point of saying, you are a great person, and I deserve to have everything that I deserve to have. You know, just because that's one thing I keep getting. You know, it's great to be in a situation of helping other people, but you've sacrificed too much to the point where just get attached to ourselves again. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, I'm always there for people, but then there's never anybody here for me.
Once you sit here and put yourself in a position where you're comfortable with giving, and if you're not comfortable, don't. You have to have that comfortability. You know, sinners say, okay, I feel like comfortable doing this. But when people don't give back to you, you're just enabling them to keep doing it. So therefore, to sever that tie with that person is simply cutting that cord and saying, you know something? It doesn't matter if the person deserves it or not. It's to realize that person who's doing it, they're just being who they are. It's not an attack on you. They're just being themselves. And it's just trying to get you to realize it as well. So cut it loose and move on. You're not a bad person. And, I mean, if you want to look at it in the other way, you are a bad person because you're still not making the right proper decision that keeps coming to you to speak your mind and cut that loose. So it's like just change the aspect of this whole stuff, okay? Get respect for yourself and also respect for that person. Cut it loose so they can move on so you can go on as well. So you're not, and plus I always stress this, you're not condoning anything. You're just enabling each of yourselves to go on. And that's why I said, you can look at the situation. I guess you would sit there and look at the past, like I told the lady, to anchor to the past. Now, you do have three anchors. So, but Archangel Michael can also help you cut those loose as well. So Courtney, would you have anything to add to that?
I'm going to draw a couple of cards, actually.
Okay.
Do you have anything on me moving?
Send me $10, I'll tell you. I'm just kidding. Now, with the situation, with you moving, the way it comes to me is the possibility of moving and a lot of things that are happening, really, it's like we said, like I said before, it comes back to you. You are the center of your world. And what you do and what you don't do affects how things are happening. I feel like in some ways you should have moved a year ago.
Actually what?
Actually, you should have moved a year ago.
Well, I did move a year ago. I moved in last May, but I don't like where I'm living. I moved.
Well, what I'm saying is, it must be that you did not move where you really wanted to go.
Yeah. I'm a little limited because my son just started high school, and I had to stay in a certain distance.
Uh-huh.
Okay. The card I have is, it says, lean on God and the angels for support. Dear God and angels, I give you this, describe your situation, now and then completely. I step out of the way and allow divine miracles to shine through everyone and everything involved. So that's just letting you know that the angels are watching over you, and just listen to God and tell him what you need and let him know what you need. He will help you. He's there for support. He's there to help you. He's there to guide you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, it's just one of those things. So I guess you'd say it was like following through with a lot of things that you know you should have done. But also, when you feel like you should go in a certain direction too, don't compromise that, because you're being guided in that direction for a reason. Which is, the answer is what you're asking for. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Are you still with us? You seem like you're really tired.
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah, did you hear me? I said you seem like you're very tired.
Yeah, I am very tired. I worked out a lot at the gym.
Okay, I'm just saying, I would say right now that you need to honor that and definitely get some rest.
You're not taking care of your body.
I just spent an hour and a half at the gym. I think I took real good care of
myself. No, I'm talking about your diet and your intake and getting enough rest.
Oh, no, I don't sleep. I don't sleep good at all.
Exactly. You push yourself and push yourself.
And when you go to the store and you feel like you should buy certain kinds of vitamins, you need to follow through with that, because your body is telling you they're craving certain things. I mean, when I go to Walmart, I mean, I pretty much spend probably about 20 minutes of my time in the freaking supplement aisle of certain things I just feel like I should get, and I do those kind of things.
I take a lot of vitamins. I take a multivitamin. I take fish oil. I take calcium, I take two types of bead, 12, and a complex, I mean.
Get you some green tea extract and green tea, it's got the Houda, H-O-O-D-I-A. Also, you should also think about, I keep getting this thing where you need to get, it's called muscle, not muscle, I'm sorry, milk, I cannot get this out, Tissle. I have this thing right in my head too. It's what it is. It helps to cleanse your liver. It's called milk, and it's spelled T-I-T-H-I-S-T. I think it's T-E-R. I know the first part's right. Okay.
A vitamin.
It's a vitamin, yeah. And then also. I gotta start taking this down when I start picking these things up. Go down, when you go get the supplements, look for stuff like, there's a combination of vitamin A and this other supplement. It's for for some reason I cannot see it. I know it's there. I can see vitamin A. It starts with a B in a bull something. It's a bullberry. Bullberry, and there's another one called lutein. Those three combinations are good for your eyes.
Mhm. Yeah, I don't.
Your eyes get dry very easily, and that would help you out with those. I'm just saying, when you go in there, I understand you're taking some vitamins, but if you would have seen my arsenal, as I call it, I had slews of vitamins, and people were like, "Oh, you know, you're going to kill yourself." I said, "Well, that's great, man, isn't it?" In my family, I'm the only person that doesn't have obese problems. I'm the healthiest person in my freaking family, but the people who keep giving me advice
are the most unhealthiest people because what they see. They're not looking at the situation, what I'm doing. They're looking from their point of view. And that's why I always say you got to watch taking advice from people who are taking it from the surface and looking at what you're doing. And that really, their life does not reflect it. So if they had any idea what they were talking about, it would reflect their own life. So I'm just saying, I just feel like if you walk in there and you're gravitated to certain things, but you have a tendency to kick in with logic and say, well, maybe I really don't need it. Don't let the price stand in the way. They are expensive. I will give you that. They were expensive. But there's also a solution of finding better places to, you know, better places to buy them, cheaper places. I would recommend you should check out, if you didn't know by now, I'm actually also a personal trainer. So go on the internet. There's a place called Nutrition Express, and there's another one called bodybuilding.com. Don't let the names fool you. They have certain sections where you can actually save up to 25% on vitamins and stuff. And believe me, with the vitamins that are out there, any kind of help you can get in that kind of situation would be great. This company here has free shipping if you buy something, if you buy an order of over $50, which is very easy to do when it comes to vitamins. So I'm just saying, look for cheaper places to do that and other solutions, but don't give them up.
Yeah, I know. I put on 25 pounds in 2 years.
Well, what you need to do, too, is you need to also balance out your protein. Don't be scared of taking in a lot of protein. Actually, the more protein you take in to basically maintain the mass that you already have, you'll burn off the fat easier. Also, there's another one, too, that people kind of freak out because it actually raises testosterone levels, which is called Yohimbe bark extract, but it's also a good fat burner as well. In a combination with your green tea, those are fat burners. So, you know, if you get a combination with a green tea and put you some Yohimbe bark extract in there, or even get you a fat burner with caffeine in it, you can balance those out where you can get the body that you want to. But also warn women, when working out, you're going to gain muscle mass, so you are going to gain weight, but it's muscle mass, which also works with you. Mm. If you have too much fat, it has a tendency to work against you.
Yeah.
So you want to balance that out. And I'm just saying, with the situation, with the way you work out, people don't understand this, but you have to increase supplementation because of the teardown that you're doing with your body so it can actually heal quicker, so you get the benefits out of what you're trying to do. Also, the same thing when you work out. When you walk in the gym, if you feel like you should do something different than you normally do, listen to your body. Your body is telling you, I need this. So take advantage of that situation. I've gone in the gym before and said, okay, I want to work out my chest and back. But all of a sudden, I get this guidance that goes, no, do your shoulders and tries. And I notice that when I do that, I get better workouts and I get better results. So it's just the idea of paying attention. You know, guidance is just not for relationships, finances. It's also for body, you know, and mood, feeling. And you'll definitely notice the difference. I'm just saying, with the protein, if you feel like you can't take enough protein, get a protein supplement.
But I mean, how often do you think I should work out? I mean, somebody told me 3 times is plenty, or every day, or...
That's all, but
I work out every day.
Every day. Yeah, I do.
It also depends on your needs, what you're trying to accomplish. That's one thing you got to understand. I tell people all the time, there's no right or wrong answers. It's what you need. So therefore, listen to your body and go what you got to do. If you feel like you should do it 4 times a week, then do that. Because I've actually gone and worked out and not make it back in the gym for 3 or 4 days. And then I started noticing that just by listening to my body on certain things in certain ways, you still get the same results. It's just the idea, when you walk in that gym, do what you got to do. Do as fast as you can and get out of there. Because the growth that you're looking for and the way your body changes depends what you do on the outside of the gym, not the inside of the gym. That's just teardown time. When you do your aerobics and that kind of stuff, that's something you should also take to the bank, too, of trying, especially, I know, I understand when the weather gets like it does, but when you do aerobics, or you're like running on a treadmill, people don't realize that running on a treadmill does not really work anything else. So it doesn't work on balance and stuff. So you have to balance those out. When you do the treadmill for a while, and then you run or walk outside, build your balance up, because what you're going to find out is if you do the treadmill all the time, then you go take a run. I did this. You run into a tree because your balance is off, which is not very good when you run into a tree. But I just started noticing things. My balance was off whack because I wasn't keeping balance on
spiritual work, working with that, and combination. It all had to balance out. I mean, I walked into a bar one time because, not a bar, I'm sitting in the gym, you got the bars hanging out, and I just wasn't aware of certain things that were going on with myself. So as soon as I got the awareness, the more you pay attention to what's going on with your life, the more you do this and that and the other, the more you hear guidance coming through to help you balance those situations out. And that's what I'm saying with your protein. What I was going to try to say with the protein is when you take protein shakes and that kind of stuff, get into your head that what you're trying to do is benefiting your body, not your taste buds. So I've got stuff that you probably wouldn't want to touch, but it does, it's very effective for my body. So I deal with the taste, or lack of. You still with us?
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You should at least drink 2 protein shakes a day.
What
you want to do is you want to find out what your actual body weight is, minus the fat. And then you want to take that number and take 1 gram of protein per pound in your body to maintain what you have. Let's say you weigh 200 pounds and 180 pounds of muscle. You want to take 180 grams of protein to maintain that muscle mass. So therefore, the fat will burn off because there's nothing. Because when you eat these other things, you're just keeping that fat there. It's feeding off that thing. So what you got to do is you got to balance it out. So therefore, your body, you're not losing any muscle mass, because people don't realize when you're working out and that kind of stuff and you're trying to burn fat off, the body is like a cannibal. It will feed off itself, but it won't feed off the fat. It'll feed off the muscle mass. But as long as that muscle mass is nourished, it won't do that. The fat will burn off. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I'm just saying, in a situation, find you a good personal trainer just for the information. But you should definitely check out these on the internet, or just get most of the people on these health food stores and stuff like that. Don't go to Walmart. They have no idea what they're talking about there. But they do have a lot of vitamins there. I'm just saying, if you have to go in your gym and sit down with somebody, if it's just a personal trainer, just to talk to them and find out what's going on, get a second opinion.
My girlfriend lost 25 pounds on this GNC HCG Platinum.
That's good stuff.
Oh, really? Is it good?
Yeah, but you also have to, one thing you have to do with when it comes to supplementation, that kind of stuff, you have to cycle it. So these things are good for like 8 to 12 weeks, and then you have to go off them for about at least 4 weeks. The body has a tendency to adapt very easily. Oh! That was scary. All right. Let's go on with some readings. I'm just saying, dear, get you some. The one thing I picked the most with you is protein. Protein, what you're going to find out when you take the green teas and take more protein in, you're going to find out you have more strength and you're going to have more endurance. Okay? I think she's gone. Is anybody else with me?
Oh. you're all alone.
All right, let's go. Next caller, please. All right.
I'm going to take one more with you, and then I'm going to hang up. Taylor just got here about 30 minutes ago.
Okay, no problem.
I'm a little tired.
No problem. So do me a favor. Try to get a hold of me later if you would, please.
Yes. Let me get your number with my other numbers right here. Give me your number again.
Okay, it's
937. Okay.
838-6337.
6337?
Yeah, 6337.
Okay,
all right. Okay, area code 200, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what's your name?
Hello?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing well. I didn't know that Skype showed up as a 200.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's 200 and your hand's up.
Yeah, well, so. I was just sitting, I was enjoying what you guys were doing.
Oh, okay.
But
you got a couple questions since you're with us?
Well, I really would like to know what's happening with my relationship, I guess.
I was going to say your relationship. it's not very healthy right now, is it?
No, not at all, actually. was
causing too much strain, too much stress.
Well, the situation right now is, yeah.
So how do you feel about that?
Normally it doesn't.
Right.
Normally it's really good. I'm actually very, I don't know, I just got stupid and got intoxicated last weekend and said a bunch of shit I shouldn't have said.
Right.
That was, so, yeah.
I'm not sure we're supposed to say on the air, but I guess it's too late now, isn't it? But.
Oh, yeah, you could say that on Blog Talk.
Okay, I was just wondering. You never know. So I was just saying, what's your partner? I'm just curious, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
Don't take this offensively either, but is it a man or a woman?
It's a man.
Okay, that confirms what I was picking up. I just didn't know how to approach it. And
yeah, no, I had no issue with that. I wrote a book about telling everybody that you come out of the closet. So
okay,
I wrote a book on how to do it. So
so yeah, no, I was sitting there going, he's this way it came to me. You're married to a man. That's how the relationship comes off to me. All right. So I was not really sure how to proceed with that because that's how you perceive this. You're married to this person,
mm-hmm.
and that's the way you portray the relationship.
Right.
I don't know. For some reason, I hear it's okay. With the situation, I'm just going over this thing in my head where I get this impression about literally coming out of the closet. It's almost like a story I heard the other day where this kid was saying he was telling his friend that he was gay, and he said it was so funny that he actually went in the closet to get his jacket, and as he was coming out, he was telling them that I'm gay, and he said, I literally was coming out of the closet. When I told my friend that I was gay, I was like, and it was just funny how he put it and how he perceived that and how he was, you know, he was cool at, I mean, he was like 13 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, that is for the younger generation, that's the way it is right now.
I think that but by picking that up, I think what it's saying is that you've helped a lot of people, young and old.
I have a lot of people. I'm a life coach. I do spiritual counseling.
Yeah,
that's really me. That's what I do. And in this situation, like you had said before, I'm a little too close to be able to really help.
That's true too, but
so
what I keep
picking
up is you should also practice what you preach.
I'm not sure where that's at. Except for the fact that I lost control of alcohol because I was so into this person that I lost control of myself, I guess you could say.
Which is one of the things you told other people not to do.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying. So don't look at it critical. It's just the idea of looking back at yourself going, I know what to
do. It's so easy. Well, it's so easy for us as counselors and intuitive beings here to sit here and say, oh, you know, you got to do this, and you need to do this, and you need to quit doing that. But when it comes down to it, sometimes we just get caught up in our own self, and we don't pay attention to what our wants and our desires are, so therefore we do stupid stuff sometimes, and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, we're entitled to mess up sometimes. It's okay.
Are we?
Don't put the blame on yourself too bad. I'm going to draw a couple of cards, so let's see what I got.
I get the impression it's just one of those things that had to travel this path for not just for awakening for you, but also awakening for your partner.
Yeah, the problem is I'm not sure if it's going to last, if it's going to survive.
Well, the impression I get is it's going to last. This is just a phase, a phrase, how would I put that? It goes back and forth, a phrase and a phase of up and down. But I don't. But when you said that, I don't think it's going to last. I got the word. Actually, says no, it's going to last. It's fears coming true of that doubtfulness. And I just get the impression you should just take a couple steps back and look at it. Because I feel like there's a very strong foundation here.
It's a very strong, solid foundation. And the fact is, I just got way stupid. Way stupid, and now he doesn't. He's in this whole, I can totally see what he's doing. I can totally see where he's at. He's in this whole conflict between your spiritual body self and your mental body self. And they're arguing. The mental says no, run like hell, and the spiritual side, the spirit body, the real self, is saying no. This is where you belong. It'll be all right.
Yeah, exactly.
I can totally see what's going on. But the question is, which one is it going to get into?
That's one thing I always tell people, when you're doing readings and stuff, it's hard to deal with the timing and actually the situation, because free will, we can walk away from something that's really great for us. But we make a choice, but we still have a choice to do so. And I get the card I pulled out one card for you, was spiritual understanding.
Okay, it's just the idea of focusing on understanding spiritual truths.
I think by focusing on that with yourself, I think that it's almost evident that he will do the same. The connection is definitely there, and that's what you need to trust and have faith in as well. My sinus is like banging. Go ahead, guys.
So I picked two cards here. It says one of the cards that I drew was lean on God and the angels for support. It says, dear God and angels, I give you this, whatever the situation is, now and completely. I step out of the way and allow divine miracles to shine through everyone and everything involved. The next one, it says, focus upon divine and perfect help. God and Archangel Michael for continuously reminding me to focus upon perfect health and for guiding my actions so that they support my well-being. Absolutely. So, you know, every now and then we do mess up. It's okay. Just know that you are normally a healthy, very spiritual being, and know that it's okay. It'll work out. If it's meant to work out, it will. It will.
Yes.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, all I was going to say was I get a heart connection, but more of the physical heart, because, I mean, basically, I get this supplement that I feel like you should take if you don't already. It's called CoQ10.
Which one?
And it's called CoQ10.
Oh, CoQ10, yeah.
Yes. Do you take that?
No, I know what it is, though.
Yeah, so I get the impression.
I don't do supplements, but
I'm just saying, if there's some way you could get that very strong, because I was actually sitting here looking at the thing, going, "Why am I to be drawn to this very quickly?" Because I actually take the magazine and threw it to the floor, but then I have it back in my hand again, where it's like, if you could just get some kind of, if it's a liquid or something, or just find a food that has this in it. We're talking between 200 milligrams to 100 to 200 milligrams. So I'm just saying, they always bring this thing to me because I've been a personal trainer for a very long time, so they have to come through me and say, could you just think about it? If anything else, I feel like there's also the situation of exercise. And somebody has heart problems, and I'm just, for some reason, I'm guiding you to bring it to your attention.
Hmm.
So go right
I'll have to look into that.
So you were going to say, I didn't cut you off, sorry.
Oh, I was just saying I'll look into that, because it's interesting.
Okay.
Because there's the only heart history in my family is my grandfather died of a heart attack, but he was, like you, I'm the healthiest of our family. Like right now, I'm in the middle of doing the master cleanse.
Okay.
You have to detoxify yourself, too. Detoxify your life. Detoxify everything.
That's really what this is about. I mean, that's what, after that happened, it was like the big, you know what, dumb, you know, you schmuck.
Right.
You've gotten off track.
Yeah.
Yep.
So in that, I made a lot of decisions between detoxifying my body, getting rid of the things in my life that they're not positive movements. You know, the whole not drinking, all of it. So that's what I'm in the middle of doing now. Which, in a way, scares him, because he doesn't know what I'm going to be like after all the changes are done. But he doesn't realize I'm going to be 5,000 times better.
That is true. So, and I get the thing with Archangel Michael on my card, where it comes off and says, remember who you are. You're a powerful, loving, creative child of God. You are very loved,
exactly.
So therefore it should make it easier for you to do the same things. Unconditionally love.
Yep. And that's really, the name of my book is Coming Out, The Road to Unconditional Love.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Road to Unconditional Love. And
you have
how
to send
get...
me one. You have to send me one signed.
Yeah, I put the information out there so people can get a hold of that book.
Well, I'm not in your chat room. I don't stay in the chat rooms.
Okay,
so,
well, I'm just saying.
But I mean,
this goes to the archives, and people can hear it. I'm just saying.
No, that's true. It's, I mean, it's on Amazon.com.
Okay.
You
should be
I
a guest
send,
on one
I
of our shows.
Well, I can do that, too. I have a show that I do on iTalk Radio and then replay it on Blog Talk, so.
Oh.
What's your show? What's your show?
It's called Wake Up, Stop Living the Fear.
Okay. No, just get, and seriously, man, give people a chance to check it out. Because, I mean, what?
Oh, yeah,
I tell,
no, that's
I tell
the
people when they come
on,
yeah. I'm just saying, when people come on the show, I tell them, I said, hey, you got something you want to promote or something like that? Let me get you started. Let's do the whole thing. So I have no problem
yeah.
with giving you a little lift here and everywhere. I know, I appreciate what I get, so I'll have to pass it on. So go ahead, I'm sorry.
What is, what's your email address? I'll email you both the ebook.
Okay.
All right. Mine is CSA, as in Courtney, Sam, Alice, CSA592 at Yahoo.
Okay.
Email me your contact information, too.
Okay, I will.
Yes. Yeah, mine's, my email address is basically psychic-journeyman61@live.com.
51?
61.
At live.com?
At live.com, yeah.
So it's psychic-journeyman?
Yeah, 61.
61 at live.com.
Yeah.
Only one dash, right?
Yeah, because when people look at my show and they say, oh, it's Psychic X Journeyman, that was a typo, but for some reason it stuck and everybody likes it, so I've... And every time I try to take it off there, I can't. It won't go off. So I was like, forget it. Just leave it there. Plus, I keep getting my guidance, keep saying, quit trying that. It's not going to go anywhere because it's meant to be there. So I let it go.
Yeah, just leave it.
But
it works.
It just happened. Yeah, just it, yeah. Because someone told me X is actually an ancient letter for like superior or something. Not superior, but some kind of
well,
spiritual
if you
thing.
Take if you take X where it came from, that's what I. I've studied so much stuff in my life, it's not even funny.
Ooh.
If you take the letter X from where it came from the letter 8. It came from the number 8.
So that makes sense to me. Yeah, because I'm actually, with 2 and 6 is my birth date. My birthday, it's an 8.
Right.
So most of my cards, I guess.
So,
too, I was, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was just saying X came from 8 because there were some points in time where they used it in coded writing type stuff.
Infinity.
Yes.
Okay. I like that.
Or the, you know, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, just get in contact with it. Yeah, I'd love to have you on my show. I think it'd be great. So, no problem.
Yeah, I'll send you an email.
Yeah. So, was there anything that you'd like to ask us before you go?
That was it. I just want to know if he's going to actually make up his mind the right way or not.
Yeah. I get the impression he is.
So.
Yeah. About 6 months. We're talking about a definite and where you're, it's like, I don't see him, it's like, it's not like he's going to make a decision in 6 months. I just feel like in 6 months, it'll be solid again. So the decision comes
well, see,
before
I,
that.
Yeah. I think so too. I think so. Keep saying no. So.
Okay. No problem.
But, all right, thanks, guys.
Oh, no problem.
Okay,
you have a great day. Thank you for the call. And it was great.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. So, Cordy, you got to go, huh?
Yeah, Taylor's here. I'm going to spend some time with her. I haven't seen my sweetheart all day. We're
okay.
Sisters. We play like we're funny, but we're she's like my sister. Love her to death.
All right, no problem. Thank you for being here on the show. It was a pleasure.
It was fun. Thank you. I appreciate it very much. And I'll give me a call either in a little bit or tomorrow, either one. I'm going to the Indian Mounds tomorrow, so if weather
okay.
permits. Other than that,
right.
Yeah, give me a call later.
Okay, no problem. I will do.
Okay, all right,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go on to the next call. That's it. Okay, there we go. 631, you're on the air. How are you? Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, how are you?
Good.
I was just wondering what you see for me this year.
Well, the first thing came out was great things, but you need to follow through.
Oh, yeah? Oh, boy.
I'm just saying you need to follow through. I keep kidding that you got this great plan, and you just need to follow through with it. It's like a card I got a while ago. Everything's happening exactly what it's supposed to. With hidden blessings, you'll soon understand. So have faith. Do not give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens. I also see this connection with car. Do you have any intentions of buying a new car this year or wanting something new?
Well, it's weird. I was thinking about that, but I don't have money.
Well, my angels are saying to you, stop it. You need to think and focus, and the opportunities will come along where you can actually do just that. Believe me, I've sat here and told people on this show, I've got so many things that have happened to me that people say, well, you need money to do this. And then opportunities present themselves, and that wasn't true.
Okay. Yeah, it was weird. I was just thinking about I wanted a new car today.
Okay, so there you go. So
like in the future. In the future, I wanted a new one. How nice it would be.
Because I get, like I said before, I get an impression everything else is falling into place, just a little impatient. But that was the one thing out of everything that jumped to the forefront was the car thing. It still comes off as being obtainable, but do not let money be the thing that keeps you from getting your car. Let's see
now, what
here.
Do you
know?
Go ahead.
No, it's just the idea of... Oh, God, I keep getting... Sometimes I get some crazy things. And I get kind of hesitant. I want to say things. Like our last caller, I kept picking up that he was with a guy. But sometimes I still get a little kind of leery about saying things. And you know, I would say 99% of the time I'm right. I always say we could be 100% right if we listen to our guidance. But now I keep getting the idea of buying a brand new dress.
Haven't thought of that. Unless I'm going to find a man or get married.
That's it. The idea of focusing on a purple dress or getting married. I don't know why purple.
Well, I don't have a boyfriend right now.
Doesn't mean you can't think about it.
Okay.
Say focus. Because see, this one thing people have to understand is we can't focus on the lack of, because all we're going to do is manifest more opportunities.
No,
to have.
I ask God in the universe for a husband.
Okay. Well, that's okay, because I feel like what I'm picking up here is the idea of a purple dress and a wedding.
Why would I wear purple?
I think purple to me is a representation of healing. That the next person that you're with, I feel like it's going to be the one, and it's also going to be a healing situation of helping you let go of a lot of things in the past. And I keep getting ex-husband too.
Oh my God! Yeah, you're right on target.
So you know, it's like look at the situation of hand in hand. You are a very loving woman, so therefore you do deserve it. But there's like a little. Just like a little niche in there, it says, "I don't think I do because of that situation with your husband." But your husband was what he was, and I, like I said before, to a lot of other people, don't take it personal when they do certain things. They do; they're just being who they are. So it's not really a personal thing against you. It's the only way they know how to react. So therefore, you were the person that got how would you put it? Just to force it come from that. You got it, because you were there.
Now, the purple dresses, I mean, I need to heal, or was it a wedding, or you don't know?
No, I feel like what is coming to me is the situation of meeting this person, getting married, is a healing situation.
When do you see me meeting someone, though?
Well, I feel like you're still working on yourself, trying to figure out exactly what you want to do and certain things that are going on right now. But like I said, when I said follow through, that's part of the following through. As long as you follow through with everything that you've got planned in your head right now, not saying the relationship's not going to happen, but it determines the timing on that.
So, do you think will I get a new job in the summer or the spring?
No. I feel like something sooner than that.
No, I don't. Well, I'm going back to school and it ends in April.
Okay.
But I have a full-time job now and a part-time job now and go to school.
I understand, but what I pick up with you is the idea of finding a job where the part-time and the full-time become one.
That's what I want. I don't want to keep working millions of jobs.
Well, it's going to happen before the summer. It's going to happen right before the spring, okay? That's when it comes to me. I'm just telling you.
Well,
it's going
to come
right before the spring.
I'm going to school for dental assistant, but I don't know if I want to be the receptionist maybe or that do the desk work instead. What do you say?
For some reason, I don't feel like you'll be in that field at all. I feel like there's something else that's puzzling. The way it comes to me is puzzling. Now, if you're going to, I'm just saying, if you keep going on the path you're going on, I get more of desk work.
Okay. What did you? What kind of work did you see besides the dental?
I keep getting counseling.
No, I can't do that. Not going back to school for 10 years.
I'm sorry, dear. I do counseling. I've never gone to college. It's more of obtaining knowledge. I think people who are knowledgeable, who experience things and then work through them, are more of an asset than people who go to school.
Yeah, well, no, that's good, but I'm not going to make a living on that. I need to.
You know, you have to think in a spiritual way, not the worldly way. The world says, this is the way things are. The one thing I used to like about Doreen Virtue, she said she went to school, too, and she said that's the way you feel like you should go, but sometimes your guidance doesn't lead you that way, and you still obtain the thing that they're trying to do. And she said that she was in college, and she said, don't listen to the world. And what happened with her situation was she's in school. Her teacher told her that she would never find a job as a psychotherapist until she graduated. So what she would do in situations like that is a challenge. So therefore, she actually got a job working in a hospital, I think, as a psychotherapist 4 months before she graduated.
Okay. No, that's good, but you see me getting a job, but you just don't know what doing.
Oh, the job thing? Like I'm saying, it's like looking at the two jobs that you have right now and what would happen if you took those two jobs and put them together, because that's what's going to happen.
No, I can't. I'm a teacher aide all day long, and then I do the after-school program. I don't want to do that for the rest of my life. So I'm going to school, and I don't make enough money, so I'm going to school to be a dental assistant, and it ends in April.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying the two jobs are combined. It's not a permanent thing, but in the process of combining, becoming one, also puts you in the position of where you want to be at. That's all I can say to you. It's the idea, let it play itself out, and you'll see what I'm saying. Follow through. When certain opportunities come to you, they're coming to you for a reason, so follow through.
I'm sorry, I just don't understand. You're saying I'm going to get a job, an opportunity come up?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, I've done the same thing. People have told me the same thing I just told you. So what I did was, I just let go of the bank and let the river go down the flow and just say, okay, whatever comes to me, and I already got this stuff going on, it don't make no sense to me. But when the opportunity presents itself, just follow through with it. And the more you do that, the more you're going to understand, because you have to learn.
So you're saying, like, I'll go to the dental assisting school, but I might get a job doing something else or in a dentist's office working the desk.
Right. And by also taking advantage of the opportunity in a different direction they're taught about, but actually loving it and that taking off like a freaking shot. You see what I'm saying? So follow through with what you're doing. You're getting all kinds of experience, not just the schooling and stuff, but also kind of getting balance in your life as well.
Okay.
I'm just saying, follow through. If I say,
do you see my son ever coming back?
Yeah.
When?
A lot sooner than you think. I keep getting the 6 months.
He loves, his dad fought me for 3 years to get residential custody. Called me all names, loser this, that. No, I had an apartment here, the gorgeous house. Got my son residential custody. He kind of wants to alienate me from him. And now my son loves the school and loves living with his dad.
I'm just saying, in the next 6 months, a lot of things are going to change. And I feel like the ideal, you guys, I get to wherever you ain't.
I'm sorry, we're going to what?
You ain't.
I can't hear you, Mom. Hello?
No, I sit there and said, I can't even say it. Yeah, I keep getting reunion. Very strong reunion.
Well, he loves the school he's in, so I don't want to, how could I yank him out of that and put him in where I live, but I don't know anymore. Because that means I'll never get him back.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I just keep getting this impression that things are going to play themselves out and what you